Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Whoa. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. It can't be beat, the clash you meet. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. Right. Positive and motivational track to see successful guests. Promote yourself, masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Peace and greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in the remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone to the forum tonight. It's so good to have you here on 11-11-2012, November the 11th, right here in the remix. And have everyone in the house tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I see you guys are filling up in the chat room as well as on the phone lines. Let me go ahead and give you the call-in number in case you want to call in. 646-652-2711 is the number to call so that you can get on the phone lines and be right here on the phone lines with us in the remix. Or you can bring yourself over to the chat form. We'd love to have you in the chat form tonight. And you can get to the chat room by simply going to www.blogtalkradio.com/ The Remix, all one word, and so that you can find yourself there. Welcome, 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 everyone. Just want to make sure that everyone is good to go. So good to hear and good to see you guys in the remix, in the remix family, and just excited. Okay, good to know, good to know. All right. Good to know, you guys. And yes, I can hear you guys. There's a lot of chatter going on, a whole lot of conversation and chatter going on. Everyone's nice and hyped and excited, and I'm just glad to be here tonight. First of all, I want to start out by just giving a big thank you to Mr. Anderson, who came through on Friday night and really just dropped a lot about spirituality and the plant kingdom. If you didn't get a chance to hear that show, I definitely want to make sure to invite you to go back and download. Download that show and all of the remix shows by just coming over to www.blogtalkradio.com/ The Remix, all one word. And you can download it straight to your computer if you have any of the iTunes devices that support iTunes. Click the button and you can save the remix and download all of the remix shows or the shows that you want, because there's hundreds of them at this particular point. So many brothers and sisters from all walks of life and all over the world has visited the platform time and time again and shared so much a wealth of knowledge. So you definitely want to go there and download. Or you can download it directly to your PC, however you like. Just make sure in this time with so much downloading going on that you get yourself over there and you definitely download. Oh, wow. So, you guys, let me tell you, it's been a day. I'm going to have to go back to that channel that I got from Whitney Houston. It's been a hell of a night. It ain't got nothing to do with me. It's been a hell of a night, you guys, and really an interesting day. First of all, I want to start out to say this, to let you guys know. I knew that there were some things that was really going on today, but I wasn't 100% sure what it was. Energy just really kind of weird. But I knew that energy was going to be high. So many things have happened on the planet. there is a significant gateway that opened up, and we're going to be talking about that live here on the show tonight, the gateway to the Akashic Records. So many things that we're going to be covering in the show tonight. We're going to be doing a vision quest in the Hall of Records, so we'll actually get a chance to go to the Hall of Records. How exciting is that? We're going to be going there. And also opening up that gateway to your psychic powers, how you can begin to do that. And really talking about all of these other things. And, of course, if we have time, we're going to do some readings because I'm in kind of one of those moods where I can just sing Alicia Keys, This Girl Is On Fire, where I can sing that kind of thing about what's going on. So first, I want to definitely welcome everyone to the platform tonight. If you're a guest, and you're live in the forum, and you're joining us for the very first time, and we do have guests that are joining us. I want to welcome all of our international listeners who are joining us, and also our guests. If you're a guest and you're over in the chat room, well, you can just take, it takes about 2 minutes, and you can definitely, all you have to do is click the sign up button at the very bottom that says sign up. And tell us who you are. It takes about 2 minutes. Come on in, and you can chat with the whole Remix family because it's going to be a lot of chat going on over here. So you can just click and sign up. Tell us who you are. We want to welcome you to the forum. Welcome you here to the Remix family. And then also welcoming our international family that's out there listening from all over the world. Big shout out to Brother Mark, who's in Japan, and his lovely family listening, and all of our other listeners in Japan, as well as our listeners. We have listeners in China, you guys, listeners in China, and also those of you who are listening in Australia, New Zealand, all parts of Europe, Germany, Italy, Spain, France, all of those different places, different parts of Africa, Kenya. Just got an email from a brother in Kenya. The other brother who is in, what's the other place, Mauritania, and also the other one that is in, I can't think of where she is, but all different parts, Nigeria, that's listening from Ghana, all over the world, that where you guys are listening from. And also big ups to Canada, UK, and also big shouts out to the sister and brother who's over there listening in Amsterdam, and the whole Amsterdam family that's listening there, too. Just all over the world, you guys. Everyone is listening. UK, of course, much love. Big kisses to you guys in the UK and Jamaica, Barbados, Canada. Oh, wow. We'll be here all night if we start to talk about these countries. And just so you guys know, I know you who are part of the Remix family, you guys know. But how we also know who people are listening is because they email myself and Sister Manya every week, and I do readings for them all over the world, Hawaii, different places of Hawaii, China, Japan, Australia, New Zealand, you know, Iceland, all of these places where people are listening. This is how I know that they're listening. And also, not to mention, the Know Your Magic audio workbook has been downloaded all over the world. And also, the Know Your Magic Oracle Psychic Deck has been shipped all over the world and back again. And many of you have that. And so I'm very thankful and grateful for all of the connections that all of us have made, because so many of you have made some very divine connections between the guests who've come on the platform, other Remix family, myself, and just other family members that you reached out and connected to via this platform of the Remix. And so that is definitely divine as well. So welcome, everyone, to the show tonight. I'm really excited about the show tonight. I really want us to have a lot of fun. We have a lot of information that we'll be covering here. We're going to be doing some dancing here. And we're going to be doing all kinds of things here tonight as we get into this energy. I also want to just go ahead and give big ups. The new Kim business class started this weekend. So we started this weekend. And we're going through the process of what we call the first stage, which is the Emerald Tablet. And I just want to send love to all of the amazing brothers and sisters from around the world that really stepped up to take this class, to take the Kim business class. It's a new way of doing business. It's about the business of self. And so everything magical, everything about knowing your magic, because that's what the Kim business class is. It is packed with that. To change on a mental, physical, and spiritual level. So we miss no stone unturned when it comes to going through those things in the Kim business class. Nothing. So I want to send hugs and kisses to the other two classes who have gone through, all of you amazing brothers and sisters who have elevated yourself and your work, your spiritual work, your magic, and everything from coming through the Kim business class. So just really excited about that and watching that unfold. So now, you guys, another thing that I want to also let you know, and we'll talk about this as we continue. I'm really ready for us to get into some dancing. That's going to be important for us to get into some dancing. But I want to tell you about just how things line themselves up when so much energy is going on. Because remember, we always have a choice, and we can always decide how we're going to choose to respond and how we're going to choose to move forward. I put the show up, and it's something that I haven't done in a very long time. I actually put the show up yesterday, and I put it up for 11/11/2012. So today, I actually was centering myself and just really going into a meditation and just kind of winding down from all of the day's activity with family and friends and things that I have to do before I got centered to come to the show. And instantly inside of my meditation, I heard this voice very softly, very smooth say, "You better go check the show." And when I went to go look, there was no trace that there was ever a show that was posted. But those of you who are part of the Remix family page or the Remix radio page, you know that the show was posted on Facebook. I posted it yesterday. And it showed everything. But had you clicked that link earlier today, nothing would have come up. So I went and I looked inside what we call the back end side on Blog Talk Radio. There was nothing. There was no show. There was no history of a show. There was absolutely nothing of a show. Now, here's the thing that was weird is I went back yesterday to click on it because I was going to post the show, send the link to someone else, and it showed the show. It showed all of the tickers, you know how I put the little pictures up, and it also showed that 44 people liked the show, and I say, well, where did the show go? And it even said, you're right, December 27th, it said 11/11/2012. So then I went back and I said, okay, let me take a look at this, not through my human eyes because it can become quite confusing to look at things through your human eyes, and look at it through my spiritual eyes. When I went back in through my spiritual eyes, it said that the show had already played, and it told me how many people... And I'm going to reveal that number to you in a minute. How many people actually listen live? I said, wow, they had a damn show without me. They had the Remix without me. And all I could do was laugh. I said, boy, that's the Remix family there. So it's good to know if for some reason I'm not here, for whatever reason, you guys will still be having the Remix. I said, wow, they didn't have the Remix without me. So I thought that was really, really beautiful, you know. It's a couple of ways that I could have responded to that and just been very, very frustrated. And I could have, you know, been upset. I could have said, oh, you know, this is a conspiracy. I could have went into all of those crazy emotions, but I looked at it and I said, you know what? I am so humbled by the amazing brothers and sisters that I have come into contact with through doing the Remix. And I know that this work that is mainly what I've come back to do, many of you have come back to do this work too, and your own work as well, just like we have so much work that we came back here to do, that I knew that you guys are capable of doing all of these things, all of these amazing things. And that just makes me smile. That even also just has me push through to really just continue to do this, because the remix is so much bigger than me. You understand what I'm saying? This is about truly us, and, you know, not us on some, you know, we just want to be a part of some little us versus them type thing. Us as part of just the divine individuals on this planet that are here to raise our frequencies and do the work that we came here to do in so many different ways. And so I'm honored to know that so many of you showed up for that show, and y'all had the show before tonight. So I'm looking for Miss Blue, me, I'm looking for some amazing reflections as we get into doing all of these different things. As we get into doing all of these different things. And so also, I'm still getting your emails about those of you who attended the Astro class when Brother Wayne Chandler came through. I can't wait for him to come back on the show soon. He's going to share that. I see many of you guys there. A lot of you were able to tell exactly what was going on in the class. A couple of brothers told me exactly what I had on. And trust me and believe me, I did not tell them what I had on. But I knew what I had on. So it was just amazing to see that and to just have that happen. So that definitely is an honor. So now I also want to say something else, speaking of doing work, and we're going to get ready to dance here in a minute. But I want to say this, speaking of us doing our work, is that, and hold on for a second. I just gotta do this because it was something else that I didn't get a chance to do, and I wanted to do it so bad, you guys. I really did. I wanted to do this for you, and I'm still gonna try to make it happen. You know me. I'm blue. I'm magical. Hell, we gonna go for it. So, but anyway, I first want to say this. I want to say welcome to you guys here to the forum tonight, and I also want to give a big shout out to our new President Barack Obama, and also to our new First Lady, Michelle Obama. And I'm giving them a shout out. Let me explain to you why. Because we can get so damn woo-woo that we lose our minds. We can get so damn woo-woo. We all agreed to come back to Earth, but nobody don't want to be damn human. You know? As my mama would say, everybody want to go to heaven, but don't nobody want to die. And for us who are spiritual and conscious, we so damn woo-woo, we don't want to be human. But we all agreed to come here. So that tells me about your agreements in your own life. You make agreements, and then your ass don't want to live up to them. So let me tell you why I want to send a congratulations out to him. I want to send a special congratulations out to the President Barack Obama, and First Lady Michelle Obama, because on a human level, you really get to see what it is when you are fighting for you, fighting for the work that you came here to do. And it is so different for everybody. It is so different. This is why even when we start to look at these different figures, because we know that that's what they are, they're signs and symbols, and we look at the president and we look at the first lady, look at all the shit they have to go through. That is no different when you start to think about your life and my life, for who and what we truly know that we came back to this planet to do. That's a part of it. So we want to talk about being real. That's as real as it gets. When you have people who are literally making threats on your life, your children's life, every single day, when you have people who are judging you from every perspective of your life, always constantly telling you you're not good enough, what you can't do, and what you did, it wasn't right, it wasn't quite right, that your wife's booty too big, that your children too tall, you know, that you ain't black enough, you don't follow enough of this code or that code, and you don't side with this group or that group or this group. Well, welcome to the party, you guys. Because when you truly get to walk down this path and you start to step into those positions of what you truly know is in your heart, these reflections we get to see is what happens. But yet, time and time again, for those of us who have come back, who are supposed to be enlightened, because I don't even like that word conscious anymore, and I said that years ago, and now you have other people in the conscious community saying, I don't want to be a part of the conscious community. But understand what I'm saying. This is the shit that you don't get to see. See, this is a lot of what Ms. Blue don't tell you that goes on behind the scenes. What does it take to get here? This is not about a popularity contest. It's not about who's the prettiest, who smiles the most, who puts up the most booty pictures, titty pictures. It's not who attends the most events. It's not who, you know, can shake and dance with everybody. It's not who is just going around kissing everybody's behind. No, 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 no. All of that shit is short-lived, very short-lived. Anybody who's been on their path, and I don't care who we're talking about, we're going to talk about some figures that you can see, because that's how I began to look at when I start to look at the story of President Obama, when I start to look at the story of Michelle Obama. This is what I'm seeing. I can see my reflection in it. You understand, when we talk about sort of God being in that God consciousness, that's what you're supposed to be able to do in that God consciousness. You're supposed to be able to see fragments of yourself, those that you want to display and those that you do not, in any and everything. In ancient Egypt, in Kemet, they called it the Netir. Because God, the essence of God, the Netir, lived in everything, in nature. It was all around you. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and populate yourself or connect yourself with certain energy, because some things just don't go together. It's kind of like what we learned in Sesame Street. One of these things just doesn't belong here. They taught you that for a reason. Which one of these things just doesn't belong here? You knew as a little child which one of those things were out of place. It didn't make you better. If I have a blue sock, a green sock, and a yellow sock, and all of a sudden I have a shoe, it doesn't make the shoe bad. It just means the shoe just doesn't belong right here. And too many times what I see, and particularly when it comes to us as black people, but oh, I got something for y'all asses tonight. I got something for y'all asses tonight. We are too busy pitting ourselves against each other, you know. And we can look at how our society, because all that is a reflection of shit that's going on inside of us. You know, this stupid thing that we've done throughout history and throughout lifetimes. If I like, let me give you an example. If I like Jennifer Hudson, then I have to hate Beyonce. And if I like Beyonce, I gotta hate Jennifer Hudson. You know, this dumb thing. This dumb stuff. That's just how dumb that gets. If I like this, then I don't like this. Now, let me be clear. And I want to be very, very clear about this. We do play the Sesame Street game. One of these things just doesn't belong here. That's so true. And in your own life, there are certain things that just don't belong. One thing that you'll notice about me, there is nobody on this planet I think I'm better than, and there is nobody on this planet I think I'm less than. I recognize that energy that is connected with me, and I recognize the energy that is not. We draw, as Brother Panic would say, that line in the sand. And I'm not going to allow you to force something on me as I would not force it on you. Why do I say that, Miss Blue? Why are you saying that? Because, see, what was shown to me up into this date, what's going on right now, is we have the divas. And if you guys don't know what divas are, we have the divas, the storm divas, that are wreaking havoc all over the earth. The storm divas are coming, and they work with the element kingdom. A lot of what is going on is caused by these divas. They're opening up gateways. They're opening up portals on the planet. They're deciding what things doesn't belong here, not as far as human energy, but as far as energetically when it relates to sacred spaces. So all of these different places that are getting hit in the last just 24 hours, today, there has been earthquakes, there has been fires, there has been floods, there has been electrical storms, all kinds of things are going on. These divas are looking at this earth mass and deciding what things doesn't belong here. Again, let me be clear, not as far as the humans, not as us, but as far as the earth. So they're being impacted by these storm divas and how they're moving in. We're going to learn as we continue. I'm going to share more about that, about these divas and what's going on with that as we continue. But they work with all of those things, the elements, particularly the four elements, the air, the fire, water, and earth. And that's what you see is going on right now. It's a lot of shift and movement that is going on. This is not about anything on our human level. You know how sometimes your mama say some shit ain't got nothing to do with you? On some levels, some of this doesn't have anything to do with you. This is why it's so important that you remain grounded and centered in who you are. And as these times continue to come on, it is going to challenge you that you are not going to be able to stay in this place of looking at things through your human eyes, because it's going to get so horrific. And for some of us, it is. Our brothers and sisters who've been impacted by Sandy, impacted by Hurricane Katrina, and all of these things that are going on, it is too horrific to look through these things through your human eyes. You will drive yourself to a point of insanity. Hear me when I say that. If you get caught in that, you will drive yourself into insanity. Sanity. You will. You will literally lose your mind. It is the time of being bipolar, because the poles are shifting. And with any kind of shift, with any kind of change, you have to connect with and see where you're going to be with this change. You do what you can to help yourself first. You do what you can to help your brother, your sister, your neighbor, and the person next to you. But you cannot get yourself. This is more than anything. You cannot get yourself caught up in these signs and symbols out here. You cannot. You absolutely cannot. You can't afford to, because then you're no good to nobody else. Hear me when I say it. If you're just as devastated as the person that went through the trauma, then we can't use you on no level. We can't use you on a physical level. We can't use your ass on a spiritual level. And we damn sure don't want to talk to you on a mental level. You are no good to no one. No one. So those of you out there that feel that your teachers, you came back to help and that your teachers, oh boy, you're going to get your damn chance to do all that hot shit that you say you came back to do. This is not the time of the week. Let me say again. If you are just as devastated as the person you're watching on the news, of course we're not talking about things when it comes to your personal family, because that's a whole nother level. But if you're devastated by every damn ticker that goes down Facebook page, that goes across CNN, you are absolutely no good to nobody. Nobody. You can't help nobody. Not even your damn self. So understand that, because these are the times where we're going to have to first do what so many of our ancestors knew and so many of us are fighting to learn. Many of us are trying to understand, and many of us are still working through. Recognize that the only person you can save is yourself. Can't save anybody else. So that's the focus. That's the focus, and that's where the energy needs to be placed. Because once you do put yourself into that place of alignment with your energy, with your work, what you're supposed to be doing, those things that you're stewards over. So that means if you have children, you're a steward over that child. That means if you have a man, you're a steward over that man. That means if you have a woman, if you have children, you are a steward over them. Then you can begin to walk the plank. It's too many distractions out here, too much bullshit out here. So everybody wanted playtime to be over. I guess you got your wish. Playtime's over. It really is. It really is over. I mean, we get to play, but when it comes to playtime, oh, that's over. That's over. We can play, but playtime is over. You got to make it. You got to make that playtime happen. But when it's time to do grown folks' business, it's time to get down to grown folks' business. And some of you are not about your business. You want to take shortcuts. You know, you want to find the quick way. You know? You want to know the secrets. Just tell me, Miss Boo. Tell me how to do it. Just tell me. You want the secret, you know? That's why the secret sold millions, because everybody wanted the fucking secret. Then they got mad when they listened to it. This ain't no damn secret. It didn't tell me nothing. So no shortcuts. Certainly not. And so when I look at the president, when I look at the first lady, they are good examples how there's no shortcuts. No shortcuts. Absolutely no shortcuts. It may seem like somebody just showed up on the scene, but oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. If you could go in my records and pull out my damn file, oh, there ain't no damn shortcuts. Absolutely no shortcuts. And you would know, like I know, without a shadow of a doubt. Oh, I'm doing the work I'm supposed to do. And you're doing the work you're supposed to do. But just like with anything, and particularly those of you who play video games, there's levels, you know? There is different levels. So where are you at? Where are you at in this time of elevation? Are you still on level one, talking about you've been playing this game for 14 years, 15 years, are you still, you telling me the only thing you've done is be on level one? For real? Where you at? Or did you jump your ass all the way and get a cheat code and think you at the top only to figure out that you can't defeat the damn game because you never went through the experience? You never went through the experience. But you still can't figure it out. Know all the hot shit. You can tell everybody, oh, level one, this is what you do. Level two, this is what you do. Level three, level four, level five, level six, level seven. And man, when you get to level 12, level 13, can't get past that, man. Then here comes this kid, because my son, who used to be an avid video game player. Matter of fact, he used to work for a video game company for quite a bit. He used to work for World of Warcraft, which those of you who are gamers know that that is the game of all gamer systems that everybody wants to be a part of. Would talk about how you would see people in their teams. You know, they would watch them. Or they would stay stuck on a level for so long. And his friends would say, man, I figured out some codes to get me to the top, but I can't, I'm trying to clear this level. I can't clear it. Yeah, because you forgot something on level two. You forgot something. Ain't no cheat code going to tell you that. You got to go back and experience level two. And I'm not talking about negative experiences. I'm talking about just plain, right experience. But what? Here's the thing. What I need to experience, Miss Blue, in my life, and what you need to experience could be completely two different things. But guess what? We all can get to level 13 together. That's the goal, for all of us to get there together. To get there together. There is no right. There is no wrong. There is no you can't do that and you can't do that. But here's another thing. You got to know where you start and where you end. Has anybody watched the television show called Hoarders? Oh, I know y'all watch Hoarders. Where my Hoarders fans at? I watch it. Because I love understanding about energy and people. I've watched it. And I know that anything that has manifested itself into this physical reality is what goes on internally inside some of us. I've done thousands of readings at this point for brothers and sisters all over the world. And I know some of you are hoarders. But you're not hoarders. On the physical level, even though you know I can get in your house and go, ooh, you need to clean. You need to do some funky feng shui. But some of you are hoarders when it comes to just information. You just want to get shit and be connected to shit just so you can say you connected to it. That's a hoarder. When I see your energy coming, it stinks. It's like, ooh, what are you doing? You just want to be here, there, here, there, here, there, everywhere, you know? It's like the television show Cheers. You want to go where everybody knows your name. Y'all know that song? You want to go where everybody knows your name. Dun, 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 dun. That's what you want to do. You want to go where everyone knows your name. And that's cool. Maybe that's your work that you came back here to do. But one thing I won't do is I'm not going to play games with you. I'm not. Y'all laughing at me singing. Y'all know I can't sing. So, but, I'm not going to play that game with you. You know, you want to go where everybody knows your name? Go for it. Knock yourself out. You are a reminder of me to stay focused on my work. That's how I see it. A reminder. And so, congratulations to the First Lady and President Obama. And yes, so many of you email me and said, Ms. Blue, can you do a prediction and tell me who won? You know, I'm personally connected to President Obama, because I worked on his first campaign, because that was an experience I needed to get. I'm not above having my experience. It has taken me around the world. If I thought that these things were useless, I would have never been to all of these countries. I've been everywhere from Prague, Czechoslovakia, to Africa, back to, all parts of the United States. Except for a few countries, a few cities and states I just didn't fool with. But I did that. You see, not knowing that I was really preparing myself for the work that I'm doing now. As a child, I'm not going to lie to you. I cringed at that. I missed that experience. I felt to be able to open my door and go run across the street to my aunt's house, or go up the street to my cousin's house, or say to my grandmother lives down the block. I didn't get that. But I understand now that I got exactly what I needed. What I needed may not be what you needed. Maybe you need to have your ass in the house with your grandmother, your grandfather, your uncle, your aunt, and your cousin. That's what you need. So don't take these things lightly. Don't take these things lightly. These experiences that you have, because they are clues. You want to get insight and clues of what just helps you to stay on your path. You can begin to look through your physical lineage. You can begin to look through your spiritual lineage. You can begin to look at that, and you will see those clues, those signs and symbols are going to be right there for you. Many of the guests who come on, Brother Umar Johnson, when you hear that brother, there is no doubt that that brother is doing his work that he came back to do, and he's doing it well. Dr. Umar Johnson, when you look at Brother Panic, there is no doubt that Brother Panic came back to do that work that he is doing. You don't question that. When you look at Queen Afua, you don't say, she's supposed to be somewhere teaching school. You don't do that. You don't say that. You say, she's supposed to be doing the work that she does. And here's a clue for you guys that like to put your little judgment hat on. You can look at your children and tell that they've come back to do the work that they've come to do. But here's the missing piece as a parent. You're a part of that work. So you can't dismiss your responsibility and role and what position you play in your child's life, because you're a part of their work. You can't do that. So, hey, you know, we all get to decide, and that's the beautiful thing. We have free will here. Everyone does. Everyone has free will. And you get to use it. Nothing is written in stone. Nothing is written in stone. There are thousands upon thousands and thousands and thousands of possibilities. You just have to decide what you're going to do. And right now, there's just too much bipolar activity going on. And you can see it in people. You can see it. My human side, it hurts me. It fills my eyes with tears and sadness to see it, particularly from those who are doing the work. Through my spiritual eyes, I get it. I'm a trooper with it. I get it. So this is why at the beginning of the year, because I had seen some predictions when it comes on a universal level of how things would go this year, how things would start to entwine, untwine, twist and turn themselves, I've seen these predictions. This is why I made a commitment that I would only speak to the genius in you. That's the only part of you I am interested in speaking to you, or I don't speak to you at all. I am only going to speak to the genius in you, and I am only going to give you the genius in me. That's it. That's it. If I can't do that, then you have nothing from me. Nothing. What else is there to give? Some human shit? You can cut on the TV and get that. You can go to Facebook and get that. You don't need me to give you that. That's not what you need. So. All right, everyone. We're live in the remix. Oh, we're live in the remix, everyone. We are. Let me see if my song loaded for me. I want to see, because I want to do this so bad. I don't even know why. I want to do this. I really do. We have a lot of things that we're going to be covering here tonight that we're going to be going over. We're going to be talking about the Akashic Records, talking about this gateway here, and really how this is connected with you on so many different levels. We're going to dance, because I think that's important. We need to dance first. So let's just kind of get into our boogie-woogie mode here. We're going to do a little dance. This is something that is speaking to the time that we're in and what things are going on at this particular time. And then we're going to keep doing the remix, you guys. We're going to keep doing the remix. Peace and blessings and welcome everyone to the show. So good to have you in the forum tonight. All right, that's it. Get up wherever you are. Get up wherever you are. Let's get ready to dance. I see all you guests here, and that's fine. It's fine that you want to be a guest. You don't want to come in the chat room. That's fine, but it's good to see you here. To the seen and the unseen, it is so good to have you here on the forum tonight. And yes, 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 here we go. Here we go, y'all. Let me see, let me see, let me see. Here we go. We'll everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. And I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and that was Fantasy by Earth, Wind, and Fire. Amazing brothers right there. If you listen to that song, it really, really speaks to what we're going to be continually talking about tonight, which is about the gateway to the Akashic Records. And they really, really speak to it in this song that tells you, you know, that you are here, you are here forever. And really everything in the song about the connection, you know, how we're one voice, we will hear the song, all of this stuff. And, you know, all of this stuff is things that our ancestors have known since the beginning of time and really, really talked about that, you see. Really, really talked about it and really, really just really connect with that energy there. So I thought that was a perfect song to play with Fantasy by Earth, Wind, and Fire, you know, because these are the elements. These are really the times that we're in right now. And you're live in The Remix with your host, me, Miss Blue, and we're live.
La, 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 The Remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! It's The Remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wayne, and you are live in The Remix.
Hey, yeah!
All right, everyone. So now, let's talk about, as we begin to talk about what is going on with the gateway to the Akashic Records. One of the things that was shown to me, you guys know I do a lot of work in the records, and one of the things that was shown to me is that on 11/11 today, this is one of those powerful gateway days. In fact, we knew 2012, this whole year is a gateway day. Every single day, there is some new energy, new dimensions, new realms that are being opened up. But I want to talk about the Akashic Records right now. First of all, the Akashic Records, the word Akashic itself, it means sky. It means sky. It's a Sanskrit word that has to do with sky. In a lot of the mythologies and just about every single culture, they have what's called a connection to what is known as the Akashic Records. So you may hear it being called the Hall of Light. You may hear it the Hall of Records, the Book of Life. You may hear it being called all of those things. But this is where everything, absolutely everything, and some people challenge this, but I'll tell you for me, working in the records, that this encompasses absolutely everything that goes on in this realm as it's connected to this earthly realm. Now, the records do actually have different portals that can take you to other dimensions and to other worlds. But once you get into the records, it is primarily for the life that is vibrating on this frequency at Earth. When you start to go to other planets and you start to go to other worlds, it is no longer called Akashic Records or Book of Records. It has a completely different name. Now, this is what I found through my research and working through the records. Now, one of the things I will tell you is that, you know, back in the time, and one of the things for me, because I do this work, once I came into the knowing of the work that I was doing, I didn't spend so much time studying people who were doing the work at this time. But I really started to look at those stories of those who came before me and really going from that perspective. So whether they were my spiritual teachers and guides that were in the spirit realm, or whether they were my spiritual teachers here on earth, or those who have done this work before myself on a very, very serious level where there were documentations to study. Because one of the things that I've always known, and this is something that my mother and my father shared with me, that you can learn a lot about yourself by reading other people's stories and their journeys, because you will start to see some things on your own story that is actually going through this. And you also will be able to see things that differ completely from their story, which is going to show you exactly how you're able to get your own interpretation from what is going on. Because no one can see things through your eyes exactly how you see things. They're not supposed to. On some levels, yes. On other levels, no. It's going to be a little bit of variation there because you are having the experience. You understand? So it's always good to go in and get your experience. This is one of the reasons why I do the work that I do is about empowering you. And anyone who's had a reading from me, whether that reading has been here on the show or whether it's been one of those readings that has been set up, is that you get a lot of work from me to do. And that's a joke that we make a lot of jokes about it, like Ms. Blue give you a lot of homework, because I want you to know that this work that I do, that absolutely any one of you can do it. It is not special in that way. It is your birthright to do this. It really is. And when I hear songs by Earth, Wind, and Fire, it brings tears to my eyes. And I'll tell you why it brings tears to my eyes, because we have these brothers who wasn't even about this work in this way, and they got it. They understood that this was their birthright. You understand? And they could express it in any way that they wanted, whether they were musicians, playing music, they was expressing their work. And it saddens me when people come to me and they think the only thing that they can begin to express themselves is if they title themselves with some of these spiritual titles that have been made up in the last century to make themselves feel good. They have to call themselves a psychic. They have to call themselves a medium. They have to call themselves this and that. They have to call themselves all of these things. When we've had so many brothers and sisters that have come before us, ancestors, that they didn't need to do that. There was no desire to do that. They didn't need to do it. They were who they were, and they were expressing themselves multidimensional. I remember when Dr. Joy DeGruy came on the show, and she said something that I believe she learned from one of her teachers, who was Dr. Naeem Akbar, who also came on the show. And it stuck with me. It stuck with me like glue. It was an awakening. She said, we are multidimensional people. Multidimensional people. But yet, every time I turn around, I see people fighting to lock themselves into a thing, into a title, to make themselves feel worthy. So much so that there are individuals that have played this pseudo game with the online social media. And don't get me wrong, I love social media. So they truly have it made up in their mind that if something has happened under some log on name, that they got to change their fucking log on name in order for them to get themselves back into balance. Really? Seriously? For real? But if you study those things of psychology, then you will understand that there is a true science behind this. So I say this to you guys so you can begin to understand these things, particularly when we're moving into this energy and we're talking about these things that are going on. Maybe you need to change your name so you can truly find who you are. I'm not against it. But don't let that be the end all. Don't let that be it. We're looking for so many things outside of ourselves that we miss the greatest blessing. And that's what's within. Inside. Not those things outside. Inside. Inside of you. Those things that are coming from you. But when it comes to understanding about the Akashic Record, here's one of the things that's key with it. And I've seen this a lot throughout the reading. I don't care what you call yourself. That vibration is still the same. See, You can fool a lot of things on this planet, but one thing you cannot fool, and this is something that our mystics, our teachers, and those who do this work, myself included, and you guys as well, you know, you cannot fool energy. You can't fool it. Energy cannot be fooled. I don't care how you twist it up. I don't care how you shake it. I don't care what you do. It cannot be fooled. You understand? You can't fool energy. You're going to see it for what it is. The only time it can be fooled is when you're trying to fool yourself. Get it? Origin. Yes. We're moving into this energy of the origin. This is about the aura. This is about those different layers of aura. Most people will say there are 7. I found to be 12 in the work that I do, dealing with the auras. There's 12 levels. One of them contains those things that have happened to you over lifetimes. Lifetimes. It contains this information. It's based upon the environment you're in, and it's based upon that. There is some level that is just about your thought. And that's what most people pick up. They're picking up just that thought level. Doesn't mean it's a low level. Doesn't mean it doesn't matter. But that's just one level of it. There's so many different levels. The goal for us still that is doing this work is really to challenge yourself to keep learning, to keep growing. You don't get to a place and you get to sit down. There is no sitting down. There is no sitting down. Absolutely. There's no sitting down, not here. So when it comes to the Akashic Records and understanding about what is contained inside of those records, everything is in the records. And people say to me, Miss Blue, if everything is in the records, why don't you go on this person record or that person records or this person records? And I simply say, because I'm not inspired to do it. I don't go in people's records just to be going in their records. What for what? It's a waste of time. I'm figuring out my own records. I go in records for a reason. It's inspired. Pure intention. It's pure intention. That's the reason why I go into the records. And that is the only reason you will find that I'm going in the records. So people want to know why they cannot get into these different things. So whether we're talking about clairaudience, clairsentience, being a psychic, being a medium, why you can't get in, the place you have to check is your pure intention. Why do you want to do it? Why? You have to ask yourself that question. And sometimes, a lot of times, it is a reflection that you'll get either through a revelation or you'll get that reflection from someone you trust and someone who's close to you. They're going to give you that reflection. Pure intention, you see. Pure intention has to come from the left brain, and pure hearing has to come from the right, because then you can even take yourself into the record and still not hear what you need to hear correctly. So you want to know why it doesn't work out for you. You want to know why this didn't go the way you thought it was going to go. So pure intention for the left brain and pure hearing for the right brain. Pure heart for the genius. When you want to go in as the genius, you have to go in for pure heart. That's how the genius shows up. The genius will show up for you. Whatever you're doing. Whatever you're doing, whatever is in your heart. This is why so many talk about finding those things at the heart. You know, our ancestors talked about Kemet is in the heart. You can get there through the heart. everyone can go into the records. We're living in a time that absolutely the records are available to everybody. So now back in ancient times, in ancient Kemet, the ones who were able to go into the records, these were people that were held in very, very, very high esteem places by the pharaohs and the kings and the queens, because they needed people with the pure heart. I'll tell you this. Anybody can go on the records, but I'll tell you this. Be with a pure heart. That's the position I operate from. So when the ancestors did it, they had those people with a pure heart. Those are the ones that were able to get into the records. Now, I want to say that Edgar Cayce, who did a lot of work and documented work in the records, because it's a lot of people that I will share some names with you guys from time to time that I have studied and really kind of channeled and worked with. I've actually did quite a few channels with Edgar Cayce. And one of the things that he really showed me and was able to show me, many had told me, but really showed me how to do it when I channeled him, I said, I don't want to be asleep during none of this shit. I want to be wide awake. I want to be able to do this, that. No, no, no. If I'm going to do it, I'm not trying to be asleep. I'm not trying to be not conscious. I'm not trying to be none of that. I want to be awake. And he said, yes, you can. Absolutely. You can. But there's another thing that also he showed me, is that there was a price to pay for being awake while being in the records. It's a price to pay to be able to do this work and be conscious. It is. It really is. But that's my path. That's what I chose, because that's the work that I know that I came back here to do, and to do it in that way. You may choose something else. But I want to say it was back in 1978 or somewhere along those lines is when he revealed that the records were open. And at that particular time, and I believe it was back in the 70s, at that particular time, then the records were not held to only a select group of people. So this is when a lot of people had to go through initiations. I mean, I'm telling you guys some old stuff, because Brother Bobby Hemmett has gone over this for centuries. So I'm just sharing it to you my way. If you've heard it before, forgive me. We'll catch up with you in a minute. But the records were only for those who were privileged, only for those who have gone through certain systems, initiations, and had to have these, had to be initiated into these different systems. After that time, after that particular period, no more initiation was needed. The records were open. But there still were some criterias, and to this day, there still are some criterias to the records. Anyone can get into them, but there are some criterias. The criteria then became is to come with a pure heart. Brother Bobby Hemmett did hundreds of lectures on this. Is you go in through a pure heart. That's really when you're doing any of this magic, any of the spiritual stuff. If you don't go in with a pure heart, then what happens is you allow yourself to be in the position where you get opened up to a whole lot of low-level frequencies and energy. Because really the records exist in a place that is on a certain vibration, a certain frequency in the cosmos. And it's almost as if you are, if you could imagine this, it's almost like you driving down the road, and you know how they have those little bumper things in the middle of the road? Or if you go too far off on the, what do you call it, off of the side of the road, you'll hear that noise. You'll hear that little vroom, to let you know you're moving out of your lane. Then that's what happens. When you're doing this spiritual work and you're not on that right frequency, better said, it's almost like trying to find a radio station and you can hear it, but it's fading in and it's fading out. It's fading in and it's fading out. It's fading in and it's fading out. Some things are clear, some things are not clear. that lets you know that you're not on that frequency. Well, when you're not clear, this is when you enter into that place that is true chaos. And everything exists there. And so any of your fears, any of your phobias, any of the things that you thought when you were 12, when you were 10, when you were 27, the worst situation of your life, that shit is all laying there. It's almost like walking down the street on a rainy day and seeing shit float in the gutter. So you're no longer on the street. You're in the gutter. And so even though you may pull yourself back a little bit and get in the middle of the road, you're picking up debris in the gutter. So what happens is you come back, you're excited. Oh my God, I got this channel, and this came through, and this came through, and then the next day, oh my God, what's going on with me? I'm hearing voices. I can't stop these people from doing this to me. Oh, what's going on? Somebody put a spell on me. All of this shit comes up. That's how it happens. So how do you stay out the gutter? You got to have a pure heart. A clear mind and a pure heart. That's how you stay off the gutter. That's how you tap into that frequency. A clear mind. A clear mind. That sounds easy. Clear mind. That sounds easy. But it takes some work to get there. Not impossible, not special. Really, everyday living is a clear mind and a pure heart, particularly when you're dabbling into those things that exist on a frequency level. So it's like floating through space. You know how they talk about certain debris hitting the space shuttle? Because there's all kinds of shit out there just floating around. They're not going in with a pure heart. That's why a lot of times a lot of shit happens up there. They have to go through a debriefing period because all of that shit is just happening. So that's just one way for you to begin to look at these things when we start to talk about the Akashic Record. So anybody can get in there. One of the things that I've been working on all year, literally, and I don't even make an exaggeration, it may be longer than a year, is really to show a way where every person can actually go into the records. Go into the records, go into their past life, go into what is known as their Akashic Records. And that I can take you, and that's going to be ready for you next month. You can go in multiple times and multiple different ways, and I will show you how to do this. So you can do it. You can do it. Everything that I do and everybody on this platform is about empowering you to do this work. It's not special. This is why now you can Google psychic, you can Google medium, you can Google clairvoyancy, and thousands upon thousands and upon thousands of people ask will come up. That's a clear indication that your ass can do it. That's why I don't call myself none of that shit. This ain't special. You can do this. So even when I'm giving the Akashic Record reading to people, you ask the question, and they ask, well, how will I know, Miss Blue, that you're truly in my records? And for those of you who've listened to some of the past shows and you've listened and heard people give their testimony about what was going on in their records, it is without a shadow of a doubt, you gonna know it's your record. It's your record. It's your record. Tried and trusted. But one of the things I've also known from going in the records so much is that each one of us have over 100 different past lives. A lot of damn records. That's why I make it very, very clear. Oh, I don't go in for past lives. Oh, you ain't going to get me on that one. And I'm going to be honest. I don't go in for past lives. I go in for what is impacting you the most in this incarnation. If that happens to be you in a past life, then wonderful. And in most cases, it is. Or if it happens to be a part of your spiritual lineage, because your spiritual lineage can impact you just as much as your own records. So when we say things like, to the ancestors, we are the ancestors. Understand that. This is something that has been documented spiritually time and time again. We are the ancestors. Going in the records, let me tell you some things you don't go in for. You don't go into the records for titles. That's why I stopped doing it. For those of you who were able to get Akashic Record readings from me in the very beginning, you know, and I'm getting some supersonic sounds coming in. But for those of you who were able to get readings from me in the very beginning, you know that what I used to do, I would tell you your name. I would tell you all of these details about yourself. But I stopped really going into that part of the record because I realized that people were just trying to do this same human shit that they're doing here, trying to make it about titles. And the records are not about that. It's about the experience. It's not even to say, oh, when was I this, or when was I that, or when was I this person? Because you've been everything in the records. You've been a man. You've been a woman. And FYI to some of you, your ass ain't always been black. I went and did an Akashic Record reading for this brother, and one of the things, and I didn't know this at the time, but he really despised and hated white people. And I get it. You have very good reason to do this. Very good reason. Based upon what happened to him in this life. Anybody that has their opinion about anything, you're entitled to have it, and I'm sure you have a good reason for it. I'm not here to judge you. Went into his records, and sure enough, he was white. Oh, so I understand why you can't stand him. I understand. Oh, I truly, completely understand. But that's not true for everyone. That is not true for everyone. That is simply not true. Went into a lot of the records. A lot of you came out of ancient Kemet. A lot of you came out of Africa. Some of you have been slaves before. In fact, we've been all of these things. Moors we've been before. We've been in Spain before. We've been everywhere. So truly we are the mothers and fathers of the planet, no doubt. Most of the people who've been in the records, their records have been documented. And by the way, I actually have a professional, and I say that in this way because I know it rings bells with you guys, a professional researcher recording this information for me. So it can be here for those to come, both physically, mentally, and spiritually. So I'm having this recorded so you can see these things that are going on in the record. There's been quite a few people, and my son included, but I'll tell you this story of a brother. I did a reading for him. And one of the things that was very powerful about this brother, even down to the city that he lived in at one time, and absolutely everything going on with him and his life, to where he was headed on his path. When he came back, I did his Akashic Record reading, and I'm going to try to recollect this one. Where most of his template energy, he was actually a Moor. And so when I started to give him details about what his name was, where he was at that particular time as a Moor, and things that happened to him, he was floored. because the city he lived in, I believe it was somewhere in the Carolinas, was the same city that was connected to his name as a Moor. And he said for some reason that city just drew him. And he was in the process of really going through a lot of things in his life. And he said it made so much sense. But the story gets even more detailed after that. I want to say about a year or 2 years later, he emailed me back and said that he did one of these tests that they have where they do your blood and they tell you your history, your culture, your background, and DNA. And he came back and he sent me an email. He said, guess what, Miss Blue? And he sent me the papers. He said, you did a reading for me for almost 2 years ago, Akashic Record reading. And everything that you told me in that Akashic Record reading is what they sent me back as part of my bloodline heritage. And then I got more accounts of people who went out and also had other tests done, either before or after, and said, guess what? What you told me in the Akashic Record reading, this came back. Because at one time, for those of you who know me, and I will document this here, I would tell you that your physical bloodline and your spiritual bloodline does not cross. I can't say that to be true anymore because I've seen it with my own eyes. I did an Akashic Record reading for my son. And then he went out and did one of these crazy tests because I'm not a fan of you being anybody that has any kind of African-American blood or African blood in you, sending your saliva, your hair, or sending your blood to anybody to get any information out of you because those things contain too much from you. So I was very upset that him and a friend of his did this. But when they brought the test back, everything that I had told them almost 3 years earlier in an Akashic Record reading came out to be lined up with what the test showed. So, two things. I said, gosh, you know, when I first started doing this work, I knew your spiritual DNA and your physical DNA is not the same. But see, what I've come to understand about that is that we're in the time where the veil has changed. That veil, that placenta that separated the world when it came to certain levels. Because there's different levels of that. Because what happens is when a soul is about to cross itself back over, and they go to the other side, and I've talked to many of you in readings who've had those who passed over and talked to them and done it here on the show too. But when they crossed over, what the souls have shown me and told me is once they're crossing back over, when you get to that placenta, that veil, your memory goes away from you. But what happens, it's almost like having amnesia. This is why when a baby is first born, and for those of you who are about to give birth and you're going to have a baby, when the baby is still there with you, when the baby is first put into your arms, say to your child, I love you, and keep saying it over and over. I guarantee you that baby will say, I love you back. And they have documented proof of babies talking right at birth. Because it's like you get amnesia once you come through that birth canal and you come through that placenta and you come through that. And it doesn't matter if it's C-section or if you have a vaginal birth, it will work. When that baby comes through, that baby has amnesia. This is why I tell women who are pregnant or nursing or having a baby is that you have to mind your thoughts. Because energetically, even though they have physically cut the cord, that baby is still connected to you. And anything you're thinking, where your energy is, that baby can read you better than any reader you've ever been to in your life. This is where the bond with a lot of the children get broken. Then what happens is by the time their ass is three or four, they fed the hell up with their parents because they done already heard too much shit from you from the time of birth up until that point. We always want to change someone's life and make a difference. There is no greater time, and this does not exclude the fathers. Because there is an energetic cord to the fathers, whether that father has left the life or whether that father is still there. And the baby can pick up those thought forms. It's something that has been proven through science. The reason I'm taking the time to go through all of this is so that you can understand that the record is more than just some library that is holding your shit. Everything that you do is being recorded in your records. Everything. And it's not even for judgment. Ain't that something? It's not to judge you with, but it's being recorded. It's there. So when I'm doing readings for you, this is how I'm able to pick up on those things that happen at 10, that happen at 11, that happen at 12, that happen at 13 that you didn't tell nobody. It doesn't go away. It's in the records. So the records exist for everything that is on this planet. It's almost like a medical library, or you think about the law libraries. Have you ever been into a law library? Those are some of the biggest ass libraries on the planet. And you walk your ass up in there. Woo, them libraries is off the hook. It's everything in there. So imagine that 20 times over. 20 times over. That's everything that's in the records. But even the records have levels in there. Some say 3, but there's many different levels inside the records. So what is actually happening on 11-11? Is that the records open up. Another level of the records open up. So this is why all kinds of shit is going on. This is why the planet is baffled. The country is baffled. How the hell did President Obama win again? We're in the origin. This is when your true intentions, this is where the genius comes out. This is where all of this energy is starting to come out. When you are truly, truly in your work and doing your work, you will know. It doesn't mean you won't have trials and tribulations that come along the way. It doesn't mean that you won't have shit that happens to you. But when you're in that moment, when you're in that place of understanding your pure intentions and your clear heart, then all of that hot stuff, clairaudio, clairsentient, psychic, medium, magician, you get to tap into all of it. And there ain't no real hot shit you got to do it. I want to speak about this here since someone brought it up, and I won't say your name because I don't want you to think I'm picking on you. It kills me how people say Mercury retrograde. Well, I'm going to show you how far behind conscious people are. That's why a lot of them thought President Obama wasn't going to win because Mercury was going in retrograde. Not just black people, white people. I found that to be freaking amazing. Really? So imagine this. He wins the presidential election during Mercury retrograde. But what's amazing to me, and I by no means consider myself an astrologer. Miss Blue will be the first one to tell you. And I really don't know that world. Nothing wrong with it, but I don't know that world. But what I do know from working in the records and working with my spiritual teachers and masters is I know that all the fucking planets go in retrograde. All of them go backwards. Venus, they go backwards. So you're trying to tell me that Mercury is doing this. In the words of our famous, beloved brother Bobby Hemmett, what was y'all niggas doing before y'all knew about Mercury retrograde? What was y'all doing? Know that these things are there to be a reflection. Don't let someone who has set a template for you that didn't have your best interest in mind tell you what it's going to be for you. How does that work? How does that work? How does Western astrology get to tell black people that Mercury gonna jack your ass up? And y'all listen. How does that happen? Just asking a question. Maybe to those of you who know, you may have some understanding of that. If you're on that frequency, and this is something Brother Panic, love Brother Panic, has talked about, and we've gained so much information from Brother Panic and all of his knowledge and wisdom that he's brought to the platform on the remix. And it's one of the things I definitely have taken away. If you submit to it, then it will control you. If you submit to it, it will control you. If you submit to anything, it will control you. So this is what I'm saying, is that this new era, because we're already in it. I don't even want to say new no more, but I say that in preference for those who may just be coming into this. It truly is about you understanding how all of these things outside of you is a reflection of what is going on inside. Inside, not to control you, but don't worry. Don't worry, because Miss Blue got something for you. I got a brother coming up, and when he breaks this off, going to be a whole new enlightening. And he's been on here before. But he'll be breaking down those planets and really showing you something with them from a very ancient perspective. And you will get to see how to really, really begin to connect with things for your rise and not your demise. So now, let's keep going with the records because we got a lot of work to do here tonight. So, talking about those records and how the records open themselves back up, one of the things I want to say, didn't I tell y'all I had something for y'all? I want to bring up something now because I think it's an important time for you guys to understand it and to know it. I want to bring up something about the Willie Lynch letter. And I know you guys are familiar with the Willie Lynch letter. Now, there is debate that people, some people say, well, it's not real. Some people say it is real. But what does it have to do with the records? I'm going to show you something that those that may be impacted by the Willie Lynch letter, and I know that's not none of you guys. But anyway, I'm going to show you something that, I got something. Remember I said I got something for your ass? I got something for your ass tonight. The Willie Lynch speech was made in 1712. And according to this information and this doctrine, he said that this design would last for 300 years. That's what he said. And Willie Lynch made his speech at the James River in Lynchburg, Virginia. And it was 179 miles away from D.C. Check this out. Sandy, Hurricane Sandy, hit that shit. Didn't I tell you the divas is doing their work? One of these things just doesn't belong here? So that it can bring these things to your attention about what is happening in this time. He made that speech and said in 1712 that this is when it would last for 300 years. Guess when that shit is up? 2012, baby. Now what? Sandy broke the chains to the Willie Lynch letter. Put that in your toolbox and chew on that shit for a moment, okay? Put that there. And then, yes, Obama went to BA today because that's the new energy that he's bringing in. So for those that got locked into that Willie Lynch frequency, no more excuses. That shit is over. Hurricane Sandy knocked that shit out the box. Right there in Lynchburg, Virginia, 179 miles away from D.C., exactly in the area where Hurricane Sandy hit. Some real-time magic, as we say on the remix, for your ass for sure. The chains are broken. The slave mind is not going to make it in the new world. Understand, I didn't say the revolutionary mind. I said the slave mind. You understand? And that extends past color, gender, background, and races. Understand that. So right now, what's happening, the war is going on with the old mind. It's an internal battle at this point. Anybody struggling right now, it's internal. Understand that. This is an internal battle. So when Hurricane Sandy came, and I told you the divas were at work, they are doing their thing. They are doing their thing. So now, one of the things that you will see that will be coming up, and you'll see this coming out of a lot of different places. And I want you guys to really hear me on this. And I know you're Googling your asses off right now. It's over 100 people in the chat room. And I know y'all Googling your asses off to go look it up. That's what I want you to do. I want you to go look it up. So this is even why next month, what's coming out, not next month, next Friday, what's coming out is the movie Lincoln. You know why they're bringing out that movie Lincoln? Because they're trying to fight for that old mind. They can't hold it no more. So they're trying to push this movie through to try to still hold on to that old mind. It is a fight for the old mind. So, yes, we send our prayers and we send our love to everyone who's been impacted by Hurricane Sandy. But this is greater than that. Know that the chains have been broken of that Willie Lynch shit. It's over. So this is some remix first. A remix first. So you can tell everybody you heard about it here. But that's over. The Willie Lynch letter, 300 years, that shit is over. This year, it's over. The chains have been broken. It was broke when Hurricane Sandy hit. The movie Linking coming out. That's the slavery ritual that they're trying to put on the big screen. It's their fight of trying to hold on to the old mindsets because the chains have been broken. We know how powerful the movies are. Brother Panic has been on so many times to tell us that. So next Friday, we're going to be doing some rituals here. We're going to be doing our own rituals, as we always do. As we always do. So, I told y'all I had some shit for ya. So, yeah, that's some ooh-wee for you. All of you who like that ooh-wee, that's the ooh-wee. So, yes, understanding about the records and understanding sort of this origin, the time that we're in, because it is so many things that are going on at this time. They're all here, signs and symbols. They're absolutely everywhere. They're everywhere. We're also going to be having a remix first on the platform. A first time a remix coming on the platform next week. And this brother is really, really going to be bringing the fire. He's coming on next Friday. So it's a show you don't want to miss. The night that Linkin comes out, oh, we got somebody to really raise that energy back up off it. Going to be a great chair. Amazing brother. Amazing brother. Along with you guys doing your work. So it's going to be a great chair. Yes. Mm-hmm. So still some more stuff to come and understanding about the records. So I'm excited to share my new project with you that's going to be coming out about the records. More than ever, I'll tell you guys this, and I talked about it with the Kim students this weekend. You need to be dumping it as much as possible. If you don't know about dumping, let me tell you how to get dumped. You just go to www.dumpitasap.com. Dumpitasap.com. It's where any thought that you want to release from yourself and get rid of, you can dump it. Because what happens energetically is that these thoughts, they stay inside of us. And energetically, it begins to move within our energy. And as that thought begins to move within your energy, it really starts to cause different things to go on. Yes, eventually it can even go to the point where it can cause disease and it can cause different things. But really what happens is it starts to fester itself up for this bipolar energy. And a lot of this is coming out, this bipolar energy. So when you have those dumps, that thoughts that you want to release from yourself, this is what you need to do, is that you need to begin to dump it. Dump it. And once you do dump it, and you do this in a very honest way, there is a guarantee that in 24 hours you'll see a shift, depending on how honest you are in what you dump. And hundreds and thousands of you guys have dumped all over the world, and you're still dumping right now. So the pure heart, the really, if there is a secret, the secret that the ancients knew, the ancestors knew, that still rings true. Pure heart, this is how you're going to begin to get in. You're going to be able to get in through the way of a pure heart. I don't know if we'll have enough time to get into some of these other things. I have so much here to tell you guys, but I definitely wanted to let you know about the significance of the chains of Willie Lynch being broken at this time and Hurricane Sandy breaking those chains. The significance of the movie Lincoln coming back out at this particular time, coming out next week, trying to hold on to that old mindset. Trying to hold on to the old mindset. Know that the battle that's going on now is on an internal level within you. You have to decide what you want and where you want to be at this time. That's it. That's it. So now, I wanted to tell you guys about some other stuff, but I don't know if we're going to be able to get to it. Wow, look, funny how time has flown. Time flies. It's only like an hour left in the remix, and we still have to go through and do some things. But here's one of the things that I want to tell you guys as we set ourselves up so we can go through the vision quest. This is going to be key. This is going to be key, and I want you to think about this. We're going to be going to actually ancient Kemet. We're going to be going to ancient Kemet. And the reason that we're going to ancient Kemet is because we're going to go and do the records there. There are other portals around the world that I actually have gone into the records through. But I'm going to take you to a place that I've actually gone through and went through the records on many different levels. And so I kind of know my way around to go through there. And we're going to go to ancient Kemet to go through the records, and we're actually going to go in the Sphinx. So when the mystery comes up, a lot of the talk about the mystery of the Sphinx, that's one of the greatest mysteries. What is the Sphinx doing there? What is the Sphinx actually doing there? And it's many different reasons why the Sphinx is there. But this is also one of the gateways or one of the places where you can actually go in, and there is a level of the records that is there. Actually, the level that just opened up on 11/11 is there. Is there in the records. And so tonight, I'm going to just be honest with you guys. I feel like doing some badass readings too. So we need to get moving because I want to do some readings. I want to do some readings, you guys. So we need to get moving. So we're actually going to go in through the Sphinx. And we're going to get in there. I see somebody is saying that the Sphinx has no access to the public. Well, actually, what happened is that's not true, that the public can't get in there. That's not true. The public can get in there. But what has been stopped is that the Egyptian government has stopped access because people have found out on a physical level that the records, a portion of the records are in there, and they were trying to do all of this digging and going in the paw, and they was tearing up shit, just trying to go in there looking for the goddamn records. Once again, they knew and they understood that they didn't have a pure heart. You can't get your ass in there. You got a pure heart, or you can get in there on a physical level, a spiritual level, and even on a mental level. You can get in there. And most of these people were coming, bringing their ass from the West, here in America, trying to do all that digging up, and Europe doing all that shit. So they shut that shit down. In fact, most of the Egyptologists coming out of Egypt have even made some mandates where they have even gone towards the UN demanding they shit come back, and they have even told them, Don't send us our shit back. Guess what? We're going to put some curses on y'all asses. So you see all of these countries, Germany, Switzerland, all of these different countries shipping that shit back. You see the U.S. ship that shit back, right? Oh, they knew what time it was. They said, oh, okay, so you don't want to send us back our shit. Check it out. I got you. I got you. Because that dude who's the Egyptologist that's running it now, and he also has two sisters who is working with him. I say sisters because they are, so you know, they are people too. The Egyptologist, the sisters that is working with them, has already laid the law down. Oh, you don't want to send us, like they told Russia, oh, you don't want to send us our stuff back? No problem. Absolutely no problem. We're going to come over there and we're going to open this shit up and guarantee you when we finish doing what we're going to do, oh, you're going to sign them papers and you're going to give us back our shit. And they have been doing documentaries where they have been bringing all of their artifacts that was stolen and brought back. And one of the things that they have made known, we are now in the position where we can take care of our own stuff. So what does that say for you on an energetic level? What does that say to you on an energetic level? If they taking their shit back, what are you out here doing? You still think there's such a thing as a damn Illuminati and the white man? Come on now. Stop it. For real? Really? Stop it. There is a place for that work. There is a place for that work. So it is time on all levels that we begin to take your stuff back. But remember, we're talking energetic on an internal level. This is a battle of the mind. Stop being bipolar. Go dump all that crazy stuff that tells you that this is something wrong. Give them that old-ass mind back. They want that old mind? Give it to them. They can have it. Let them have the old mind. And now it's time for you to tap into your true self, the one that knows. That old mind, let them have it. You can have it. Can absolutely have it. That old mind. Speaking of minds, I forgot what country it is, but they just recently had an earthquake, and they said it's one of the worst they've ever had. And where the quake hit, it hit on the mines. That mine, I think the gemstone mines that came out of those was like malachite. It was a couple of other mines that were coming out of there. I think it was some amethyst. It was all of this. But where the earthquake cracked, it cracked those mines wide open. But guess what? Their government had already stopped. And they started holding those gems in that mine. And they drove the prices up on them. Now, the earthquake comes, and it cracked the mine wide open. So now the government cannot just take these mines and ship it off to people all over the world. The own people who are there can get into the mine. The people who are supposed to get into the mine. So everywhere, the divas on the planet are cracking open these sacred spaces and breaking these chains. These chains, they're breaking them. These chains are being set free. Everywhere, things are happening. So for you, look at these signs and symbols that are out there as an opportunity for you to tap into those things of your higher self. And let me explain something to you so we don't get confused here. Do you know what the genius hates? And when we talk about the genius, we're talking about your God mind, your higher self. You know what the genius hates? And this is how you know that you're speaking to the genius in a person. The genius hates a smart ass. Because all of that is left brain. I don't care how spiritual it sounds, all of that is left brain. It's like taking somebody and having them read something out of a book. See, because the genius knows that not only is research key, because that's key. I'm not against that. But see, there are places that when there is only so far, and Lon Milo Duquette, and those of you who like to know about Crowley's work, he sits over that and works in that particular area, said it on the show, and others have said it, it's only so far your mind can take you. That's it. The mind can only take you so far. See, the mind is going to stop you and tell you what you can't do. See, the mind's going to tell you what you can't do when you are being a smartass. When the left brain is ruling you, the left brain says 1 + 1 = 2, and 1 + 1 can only be 2. 1 + 1 can't be infinity. It can only be 2. The mind says, Blue, you can't take people into the Akashic Records. You can't do that. Blue, you can't take people and time travel with them. You can't do that. That's what the left brain tells you. You can't do it. It stops you. We talked about this on the show, and I believe it was last week. Last week, when I told you guys, hearing, true hearing, comes through the heart and not the mind. All that chatter, 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 chat, 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 or as the song goes, that stuttering that's going on in your mind, that's not spiritual. True healing, hearing comes through the heart first. So one of the things our ancestors knew, and you're saying it right, is the intelligence of the heart. Not intelligence of the mind, of the heart. So pure heart, a clear mind, is how you get in. That's how you get in. You want to know how to get in? That's it. So now, I do need to set the precedence because you guys, we have so much that we can talk about. You can talk about. It's so much you can talk about. Someone said, you know, is that why when someone says hurtful stuff, you can feel it in your heart? Yes and no. Yes and no. Yes and absolutely no. So I'll say that. That's another show, though. But yes and no. Origin, the origin of energy source is light. That's what you're looking for. The origin of energy is light. And one thing our ancestors knew is they understood, and science has now, in its late stages, been able to prove this. There's only two organs that really live outside of the body. The heart can live outside of the body, and so can the brain. That's why Brother Panic will say, Brother Bobby will say, and I will say, and many others, you either feed this information to your mind or you feed it to your heart. Your mind is connected to your ego, a part of it anyway. So there is no more batteries going on at this time. This is all about solar power. Solar power coming from the solar plex. Coming from the solar plex, the solar mind. So, the heart is back in the driver's seat, and you're going to clearly be able to see those who are not connected, that they're still running on batteries. The mind has to take a back seat. The mind is in the back seat. It's the back seat driver. The heart is who's up front. The heart. That's it. The heart. So understand that. All right. So here we go, you guys. We're going to continue to talk. And all of you politicians, hold your thoughts for just a moment. I know you're Googling and cutting and pasting and putting it in the chat room, and that sounds hot for the moment, but just hold your thoughts. Hold your thoughts. Oh, gosh. I don't know if you want to get in people's records. Sometimes there's some real scary stuff up in there. Yes, Jaywood. Yes. Oh, gosh. All right. So here we go. So we're going to get ready, and we're going to go on this spiritual quest, this vision quest. And I'm going to let you guys know exactly what we're going in for. And we're actually going to be going in there, and what you're going to be able to go in and get is actually a file out of your record. So, again, I want you to think about the Akashic Records as being sort of this library where it contains all of these files there, all of these different files. And inside these files, you don't just have one. You have thousands upon thousands of different files inside of your file drawer. The best way it was described to me very early on by Siva Elder Haru, if you can think about when you used to go in the library and they used to have the Dewey Decimal System. I don't know how many of you remember the Dewey Decimal System, but you would go into the library and they have these cards and you would pull out this long drawer and you'd be fingering through trying to find the author's name, the book, and oh my, thank God for modern technology. I promise you. I promise you, that Dewey Decimal System, you had to learn that. I remember being in elementary school. Yes, I'm telling my age now. And you would get this class before you would go in the library so you could find your damn book. See, we didn't play around with research back then. Because after you went through all that trouble to find out what aisle, what row, where that damn book was, you best believe when you found that book, you were so happy. You didn't care what it was about. You was going to get to writing and getting what you needed out of that book. So anybody, particularly those who've been in high school, college, or elementary school, just remembering that, the library could have been a traumatic experience for you if you couldn't be focused enough, because you had to be really focused. You had to do a 50 Cent and be focused. You couldn't go up in there playing and half-stepping and thinking you was just going to pull some little card out and get something. You couldn't do that. You had to really, really focus. Oh, my God, you had to focus. And then if it wasn't right, you walked down all them aisles. You didn't look for the book. And then you couldn't talk in the damn library. I never got that. Every time you turned around, somebody was going, shh. It's like, for real? So they were really mentally training us for the subconscious mind. You understand? Because the library took you into your subconscious mind. I'm telling you, you go in the library, oh, you quick in that subconscious mind, you in there. And, you know, I'm telling you, you was focused, for real. You want to get focused, take your ass to a public library. No, go into the law library or a medical library. Go on a university or a campus. See, that's when you get the true library experience. We have a makeshift library experiences with places like Barnes and Noble. No, you ain't coming in there. You ain't doing all that stuff. You getting somewhere and you sitting down and you getting them books and that's it. And you giving up something for knowledge. You understand? Now you don't have to give up nothing for knowledge. And this is why so many of our elders and people who do this work feel that this younger generation is reckless as hell. Because you can find it on Google. Exactly, Esther. You can just go to Wikipedia. You could go anywhere and find this knowledge. That you go to the lot, you giving up your driver's license, your student ID. They also want your student account number because guess what? You run off with that damn book. Your ass ain't going. It's a lot of people who ain't graduated. And it's not because they not smart. It's because they have not turned in their shit for the library. They will hold your damn degree for a library book. I promise you, I know that. Because I tried to figure out what the problem was, and they was like, your library book. They held on to knowledge like it was sacred. And I can tell you, we really, really need to put that back into our toolkit. So whether that's knowledge that we're getting here from the remix, or whether it's knowledge yourself that you're putting out, whether it's knowledge you're getting from your wife or your husband or your mate or your children or friends or family, you need to hold that as sacred. Too many things have become public access. We need to have sacred things in our lives because we are sacred. Remember the commercial that used to come on and the guy would say, I'm not the public library. I don't just give out any information. So we have these modern things, and I tell you, I'm so thankful for them on one hand, but I can also see it being our demise. People living their lives out on Facebook. And everything is good as long as everything is going well. But we've seen so many cases of people killing themselves behind these things of social media, people using it to defamate other people's characters, people using it to stalk people, harass people, bully people. They're using these forms of social media. They're using this form of social media for artificial intelligence. And it's causing confusion in the mind. The mind is becoming very tangled and sick. I had sisters email me telling me that they had to do things like go put a restraining order for somebody who lived across the country because they were stalking them based off of some shit off of line. This is how sick people are getting. So now, we have a reservation tonight, and we need to keep it. And our reservation tonight is for us to go to the Hall of Records. And we're going to the Hall of Records, and we're on our way right now at 12, at 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. we're getting ready to head into the Hall of Records. And so we need to keep our reservation. So now, this is what I want to do. I want to begin to set this up as we get ready to enter into the Hall of Records. And remember, what's needed, pure heart, clear mind. So I want you guys to just get yourself comfortable, get yourself into a position where you can relax and you can begin to get yourself in a place for a pure mind. Don't let things become a distraction. You know, I told you guys earlier just about how much was done so this show would not kick off. So know that the distractions are coming too. And now that we are to keep this appointment, the distractions are going to get greater. And so for those of you who have entered into the place and understand that we are going to be getting into our mind, then this is what we're going to do. So we're about to begin to go into the Akashic Records. And so let's get ready. As I tell you guys, lead us in to this particular place. All right. So here we go. This is what we're going to be doing. Can you guys hear me okay? Can you hear me okay? Is it good or is the music a little too loud? Music too loud?
What you need.
All right, so maybe that's better. Let's see. Here we go. We're going to be going into the Akashic Records, and I want to tell you this first before we actually get ready to leave and go into the Akashic Records. And one of the things I want you to know is that we're going to be going via the moon. And the reason we're going to be traveling with the moon is because I want you to understand is that you know how the sun and the moon travel, and it takes the moon so many days before it makes its rotation back around. So, everybody with me? You followed that. And so, as the moon gets ready to go around, one of the things that sort of baffled scientists is that they could not understand how the moon caught up with the sun. If it took the moon so long to make its move, how was it catching up with the same pattern of the sun? How was this able to be done? Well, how this was getting done is that one of the theories that they came up with, and actually I think it's pretty good for them, they did very well on this because I found this to be true, is that the moon actually goes through a portal. It goes through a gateway. And that's how it's able to make its way back around and catch up with the sun. So now, that's why we're going to be traveling at night and not in the daytime. This is even why when you start to look at the works of Dr. Richard King, when it comes to the melanin hours, because this is when a lot of that astral traveling, going through portals and all of that, it's a lot easier. It doesn't mean that we cannot do it when the daytime is here, but we also have that extra energy so that we're able to do that. And so we're going to be traveling at night, and we're going to be traveling with the moon, because the moon is that portal, the moon is that gateway. And the moon is going to be able to take us there and bring us back. How cool is that? So, let's talk about what you need. What you need, one, is a pure heart. You need a pure heart. The other thing you need is a clear mind. That's what you need. Those are the two things that you're going to need. And as we get ready to take this journey, You're going to be going into the Akashic Records, the Hall of Light, the Hall of Records, whatever you want to call it. And as we begin to get into the Hall of Records, you're going to be getting one file out of your record. Now, this is not just going to be any file. This is going to be a file to support your new mind, the mind that is no longer bounded by those things of frequencies that's on the planet that has to deal with Willie Lynch or any of those other things. This is about you taking yourself into this energy, this new origin. This is where you're going. This is exactly where we're going to get ready to go. So I want you to get yourself comfortable. We're going to go in really quick, and then we're going to come out. And as we go in and we come out, what we're going to do after that is I'm going to open up the phone lines, and you guys are free to share, and we're also going to be doing readings. So here we go, everyone. All right.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. I want you to look straight ahead. Look straight up. You see the moon? Excellent. Now, what we're going to do on the count of three. When I say go, you're going to go up to the moon. And on the moon, what you're going to find is this milky haze that almost looks like a little pathway. And I want you to find yourself a position inside this milky haze. Get yourself nice and comfortable, because we're getting ready to take a cosmic ride, and we're going to be riding through that gateway, through that portal, the same portal that the moon goes through to catch up with the sun and the other planets. That gateway, that wormhole, that pathway is where we're going. So here we go. On the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Ah, look at that. You made it. Excellent. Now, just get yourself comfortable. If you want to lay down, that is certainly fine with me. If you want to stand up, stand up, but hold on tight. And if you want to sit down, you can go ahead and sit down too. Just get yourself nice and comfortable, because we're going to be riding through this portal, through this gateway. Now, you're going to feel a little bit of turbulence as we ride this ride through this gateway here. Oh, look out. We're turning to the side there. Hold on. Here we go. Now, once we get to the other side, we're going to be going in, and we're going to be landing right in the middle of Kemet. Yes, Egypt. Oh, how nice is that? So here we go. We're almost there. Just hold on. Yes. Now, if you look up towards your left, yes, to your left, you will still see the stars in the night sky. But now I want you to look over to the west. And over there on the west, it is still very, very dark. But once we come over to the other side, you're going to see the sun rising. So now, here we go. I want you to get yourself ready, because we're going to get ready to jump off. So on the count of three, you're going to jump. 1, 2, 3. There you go. Jump. And you're floating yourself down, 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 down. And you'll know you're on the ground, because you'll feel the warmth of the sun all over your body. And you will feel the sand underneath your feet. Excellent. Now, we're all here. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to look straight ahead. You see the Sphinx? On the count of three, we're going to take off running. And I want you to run as fast as you can and meet me right in front of the Sphinx. So here we go. Let's see who can beat me, because I can run pretty fast. 1, 1, 2, 3. Woo! All right. So here we are in front of the Sphinx. Now this is what we're going to get ready to do. Remember, when we started this journey, one of the things that I told you is that in order for us to get in here, we have to come with a clear mind and a pure heart. And so I want to make sure that I state that to you here again, because we're getting ready to go inside of the Sphinx. Now, this is where the records is. Or one of the places where the records are. And you're going to get an opportunity to go inside, and you're going to get your records. How cool is that? You're going to be able to pull out one file out of your records. So we're going to get ready to go in, and I want to tell you a little bit about what's going to happen once we get inside. Now, from the outside, taking a look at the Sphinx, it looks very, very huge, and it is. But I want you to know that there are so many different portals, so many different places you can go once you get inside the Sphinx. Now, me, Miss Blue, I've been in here quite a bit, so I know my way around. What I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be standing close by. So if you get lost, you can come back and you can ask me, and I can show you where to go for your records. Now, once you find your records, it's going to be inside a file cabinet. The only records you're going in here for this time is for you. So I want you to begin to clear your mind. Clear your mind. No expectations. And I want you to have a pure heart, because this particular file that you're going to be pulling out of your records is going to help you move forward in this energy, this new era, the origin that we're in at this time. So it's going to be very, very critical that you come in that way. So here we go. There's a couple of places that you can come in at. But first, I'm going to open up the doorway. All right? Now, it may sound a little crazy to you, but we're going to go in here and we're going to be singing as we go in. So as I get ready to open up the doorways, I want you to follow me in. And whatever comes to you, it may not be the same thing that comes to me, but you can sing whatever you want. You ready? Ooh, na, na. Ooh, na, na. Ooh, na, na.
Ooh, na, na.
That was me and Baby Blue, because she's been in the records too. And so now, I want you to come on in. It's open. The doorway is open. And you're going to find a spiral staircase that's in here. And it's going to take you down and down. Don't be afraid to go down. You can go down as many levels as you want. You can go through any of the hallways. You can go anywhere that you want. Some of you, I see you're walking up towards the paws of the Sphinx. Your records may be in there. Here's a key. You're going to know, because there's going to be doorways there. When you see these doorways, typically they're going to have either the alphabet of your first name or your last name on there. I kind of set that up so it'd be easy for you to find your way around. Remember, a pure heart, and you're only going in for you. So here we go. Go find your records. And inside your records, take out one file. In a minute, we're going to meet right back at this doorway. And then we're going to travel ourselves right on back. And you're going to get an opportunity to open up your records before we leave here and see what is in there for you. There you go. Remember, if you get lost, I am right here. Go find your records. Go see what is in there for you. Excellent. Excellent. I see so many of you have already grabbed the file from your records. All right, so now we're going to get ready to leave. Here's what I want you to do, and I see you over there. Do not open those files yet. We're going to wait till we get outside of the Sphinx. We're thanking the ancestors and all of the teachers and all of those who've come before us and will come after us as we close out and come out of the records. Ah, Ashe. Peace and love. All right. So now that we're outside, everyone, come on, come on. Gather around, gather around. Now, inside your envelope that you have that were in your records, I'm going to give you a clue. It's going to be what is going on with you in your life at this time. So it is something to help you with where you are at this particular particular moment in your journey here on Earth. That's right. So whatever you're dealing with at this particular time, or whatever direction you're going into, this is a clue that you left for yourself in the Akashic Records, in the Hall of Records, in the Library of Lights, so that you can see. It's going to be a sign, or it's going to be a symbol. On the count of three, I want you to open up your file and see what's there. Here we go. One, two, three. Open it up. Take a look. Look through your spiritual eyes. See what it is. Think about it. Know from your heart how it's connected to what is going on with you at this precise moment. How this energy will help you propel yourself forward to your highest level of consciousness as we get ready to move further into this energy. This is a new era. It's here. It's here right now. 2013? Ha! We've been in that energy. We've known this for some time. Many of our spiritual teachers have spoke about this. Many of them. So now, hold that sign. Hold that symbol. I want you to go right now. I want you to see the connection. Build the connection. Excellent. Excellent. So now it's time for us to get ready to go back, because here comes the moon and we got to jump back on. So on the count of three, we're going to jump back on the moon. Here we go. One, two, three. We're back on the moon. We're back inside of this pathway of mist. And we're getting ready to go back through the portal so we can come back on the other side, and you're going to be able to bring back with you a portion from your Akashic Records that you went and retrieved that is helping you at this the divine moment here. One, two, three. Oh, hold on. We're going through the wormhole again. There it is. Boy, that moon sure does travel pretty fast. All right, well, we're on the other side now, and once I snap my fingers, when we get to three, you're going to come back, you're going to be refreshed, you're going to be rejuvenated, and you're going to remember absolutely everything about what just happened. You're going to have all of that information inside of you on a physical, mental, and spiritual level. Here we go. We're going to get ready to jump. When you return, you're going to come back to this exact moment where we are now. Ready? One, two. Aha. Three.
All right. All right. Peace and greetings, everyone. I'm going to give you a moment. And give you a moment. And 646-652-2711 is the number to call for you to get in on the phone lines. We have about 10 minutes left to go before we actually go into the after hours. And if you want to share, I want you to press 1. We can do some readings tonight as well, too. First, I want to say to you guys, how was that? How was that? I see some of you are still taking notes, and writing down everything that you got that you're coming back with, which is amazing. So take some time to definitely do that. And while we're doing that, you guys, oh, I want to also let you guys know that we will be having class in the astral realm on Wednesday night. You can go to the Remix family page on Facebook and like that page. You can get it there, or you can also go to the Remix page as well. And I'll put the notes up there. We'll be going into the Akashic Records and be working with that as well, too, in the Astro class on Wednesday as well. Mm-hmm. So beautiful, beautiful. So I see you guys are slowly kind of bringing yourself back. Make sure you get on the phone line, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Some other things I want to say is I'm looking forward to connecting with all of you guys in the readings this week. And for those of you who are interested in having sacred readings with me, one-on-one sessions, you can do that by emailing me at questionsforblue@gmail.com. Also, this is a great time because of this energy and everything that is going on. If you don't have the Know Your Magic audio workbook, you definitely want to get that. And you can just go to www.missblueblast.com. And you can download that. There is no wait time. Get it right there. It's great for yourself, friends, family, whoever, for you to get into knowing your magic on a whole nother level. And it's over 4 hours of me going in. You can go to the website and see that. And, of course, you know, tonight is Sunday night. On Monday night, we send the orders out for the Know Your Magic deck. So this is a great time if you haven't got it or you want to find out more, www.msblueblast.com/cards, Know Your Magic Oracle Deck. And you can read all about everybody who's using it, other brothers and sisters who are readers themselves, people who are doctors, lawyers, teachers, professors, researchers, nurses, oh gosh, I can't even tell you. Everybody is using it all over the world, literally, and then some. So check that out. But we're going to open up the phone lines to you guys to let you know that we're in some important times. And so this gateway has opened. The divas are all over the planet breaking chains, breaking down this old mind. The Willie Lynch letter, for those who did believe it and recognize that it was here, the chain has been broken. It's been broken. And you can go do your research on that. It has been broken. That old mind is over. We will be really focusing a lot of our shows coming up around that. Coming up next week, we'll have a brother. He's never been on this platform, but he definitely will bring some amazing now time information for you to really help you to kill the old mind and really get focused into what's going on. So if you guys like the show, I definitely want you to like it. If you love it on Facebook. Put some comments up. Share those thoughts about it. Send that energy out. So the gateway to the Akashic Record, a beautiful share with you guys here tonight. It's been amazing. So we're going to continue on because we're going to go in the after hours. I want to hear what you guys brought back. We're going to do some readings. And ooh-wee, we're just going to kick this week off. Most of you are off tomorrow. Good to that. I'll see a lot of you in readings tomorrow who have sessions with me. So I'm excited about that. Always excited. Yes, it is exciting. So don't forget to leave a comment. You can leave a comment here, or you can leave a comment over on Facebook, tweet it on Twitter. Of course, my name is Blue, B-L-U-E, and Raz, R-A-S, Berry, B-E-R-R-Y on Twitter. So you can hit me up on Twitter. You can hit me up on Facebook and everything. The Remix family, we're going to go to the phone lines and see what's going on. Calling in, it looks like, from area code, and I'll start down here, area code 770. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 770?
Yes.
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, Ms. Blue. This is Ruby out of Atlanta. How are you?
Okay, I'm great, Ruby. How are you?
Good.
Did you get a chance, Ruby, to do the vision quest?
I did. You mean where we just went to on the moon, the trip to the moon? So
yes. Yes.
I did. And I got my records, Ms. Blue, but when I opened the record, I just couldn't bring up a vision of anything.
So when you opened it up, Ruby, tell me sort of what that feeling was like when you were holding it and you opened it up.
Well, I was excited. I was hoping to see something, but it was as if something about my family, pictures of my family that I saw there. So
okay. So you did see something. You seen pictures of your family.
But I wanted to put it back. I didn't want
You didn't want to bring that. You didn't want to bring that. Ruby said I wanted to throw that one back. Well, let me just tell you energetically, because I know sometimes when we get things in the record and looking through them through our human eyes, sometimes it does become a little confusing. But for you, Ruby, your family and everything about your family and sort of that family lineage represents those oaths that you took. Does that make sense? This is connected with those things of how the family structure was. You come from a very structured background, did things a certain way, certain things you guys did not do. And so you opening this up and seeing sort of that tree of life or that family picture right in front of you is symbolic of letting you know that those oaths that you took, those chains have been broken for you.
Okay.
Can you see that?
Yes.
So this is really a cause for you to begin to celebrate that you're moving yourself there, because right now your left brain is still kind of running the show, and you see certain things as being forbidden to you. And
right.
These things that you're seeing that is forbidden from you is blocking you from seeing your true self. So in the records is letting you know, in order for you to move forward and continue to move forward, you have to begin to not judge your family for where they are. This is not about right or wrong. It's about recognizing that you have made certain things forbidden from you, and it's come from your family lineage. And so now it's time that you can begin to move past this. So what I would recommend you do, Ruby, is after the show is downloaded, give yourself a day or two to just kind of sit with the energy and where you are and do it again. Go back and listen to the show and do it again. I guarantee you, you'll be able to see past that. Now that you understand that what that represents is just about those things you have marked in your life as being forbidden, that's the left brain holding you back there.
Okay.
All right. Well, peace and love to you. I'm glad you enjoyed that and you were able to do it, Ruby. And make sure you call back in and let me know how it goes.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Peace and love. Oh, that was beautiful. All right, you guys, 1 minute left to go. I want to say this for those of you who will not be joining us in the after hours, and I'll say this to you. Download. Make sure you download. If you like the show, I want you to like it. If you love it, I want you to love it over on Facebook. Love it right here. You can sign in with your Facebook account, and you can leave a comment here, but make sure you like it. Send that energy out into the world and keep this one on your genius list. Keep this one on your genius list. Peace and love and much love, warm spirit. So we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, let's see, a lot of stuff going on over here. We're going to go to the next caller. Sorry about that, you guys. Are we in the after hours? Oh, there we go. We're in the after hours now. It's so much. Oh, Love you guys. Here we go. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 561. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, this is EK. Calling from West Palm.
Okay, can you take me off speakerphone because I'm getting feedback.
Hello.
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line?
Hi. Hi, hello. Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line? I need you to speak up for me.
Okay, yeah, this is Ekendal calling from West Palm.
Okay, greetings to you, Ekendal. And can you take me off your earpiece, speakerphone? We're getting feedback.
All right. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Ekendal calling from West Palm.
Yes. Greetings.
Yeah. Greetings. Yeah. So, you want me to say what I found in the
Yes. Tell us.
All right. I saw a circle within a circle. I guess some lines coming out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Going into it.
That's what you found inside your folder?
Yes.
Okay. A circle within a circle.
Pardon me?
You said a circle within a circle. That's what you found.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me what that means to you.
What does it mean to me?
Yes.
All right.
This is your record.
Right. I guess, what came to mind is, you know, just a pineal gland, just like the going more into an inner part of me, like an inner part of me, you know, controlling, you know, the out, you know, my outfit, whatever, or, you know, just, or maybe, you know, reaching into another double.
Say that one more time.
What I saw is more of a me controlling myself, or, you know, or me living in my world, controlling my world from a more internal level, or like me controlling, you know, me operating from an internal sphere, you know, onto a, you know, going more into, you know, operating from a more internal sphere, out of that, like going to another level.
Is that what you really feel you got, or is that what your mind is telling you?
That's what I'm feeling. That's what I'm feeling. I got. Me operating from somewhere more internal. Yeah.
From you needing to go operate from a more internal point? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I would agree. I can see that. Yeah. That's good. Mm-hmm. Circles also represent circle jerks, meaning you're just going around in a circle.
True.
You understand that the circle also represents that, you know. Sort of no beginning and no end. It's really about you not knowing where you start and where you end. So you go around in a circle. So I can definitely see you saying that circle is telling you that you need to go deep within yourself. I can see that. Because energetically, there are some old thought patterns that you need to let go of. You're still operating with your old mind. And there is that struggle on the internal thing. You understand?
Okay.
Because you called in and you said your name three times. You said the same thing three times.
Right.
So I want you to symbolically look at that you've been saying you're doing the same thing. You're going in a circle. So, yes, it is calling for you to come from that place of a higher self. But here's what I want you to understand. Your mind cannot get you there.
Oh.
If it could, you'd have already figured out how to get there. You've got to come from that place from your heart. So when you look at that from your heart, it's going to be a clear message for you. Or you're clearly not going to understand it. So I want you to begin to do that, because I know you called in because you're reaching for that place of knowing within yourself. Your mind is giving you the symbol of what you're not letting in. So think about that as it relates to those things that's in your life, that's going on around you. What are you not letting go of in order for you to allow certain things to come in? Who are these people in your circle? Who are these people around you?
Things around me?
Yes, people in your circle. So begin to think with that. Very powerful, very powerful. Thank you for calling in and sharing.
Thank you.
Peace and love. We're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 904, only talking to the genius. 904, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello, greetings. Hello? Who's on the line, please? Yes, greetings.
Greetings. This is Isis. I'm in Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, okay. Greetings to you, Isis, from Jacksonville in Florida. Did you get a chance to do the vision class?
Yes, I did. Oh, man. My chest is beating. I feel like my heart is about to jump out my chest right now. I wish you guys can hear it and I can put the phone to my chest. It's literally pounding. I went to the Sphinx. I kind of paused at the location of where, you know, I wanted to go, and then I was you know, kind of following your voice and see could I, you know, kind of follow you around or whatever. And what I did, I pulled up on my computer a picture of the Sphinx. So I was kind of listening to you and trying to figure out, you know, how to really get into this exercise. Mm-hmm. And I end up towards the ear part of the Sphinx, and it was the right ear. I jotted it. It was the right ear, and at first, it was more of a feeling than a vision. You know, for me to actually see, you know, my record. So I kind of closed my eyes, and then I got
right.
I got the color blue. My file was blue, but it was a file that you pick up and kind of slide out instead of one that you would open like a folder. And it was blue. And again, I went on feeling because like my chest is just pounding like.
Well, yeah, and that's true. We all take it in different ways, but at the end, what was inside your file?
The feeling I got really was of Isis. I was trying to really get a visual, you know, so I could kind of see, but the feeling I got was of Isis. I did get the feeling, I jotted down the words after, because like I said.
So what does that mean? Tell me what that means. You got the feeling of Isis. Tell me what that means.
For me, I've been doing a lot, you know, a lot of research for me on Isis.
No. Just tell me what that means. You got the feeling
for me,
of Isis.
Like her energy. Like that was the feeling I got, like her energy. I didn't get a visual of, you know, wings or
no,
anything.
No, no, I'm not. No, no, no. Listen to me, because maybe you can't hear me. I'm not asking you what you've seen. I'm asking you to tell me, what does it mean when you say you got the feeling of Isis? What does that mean? Don't be smart. Don't be smart.
The genius
hates the smart ass.
Speak from your heart.
Okay. Speak from your heart, and then your words will flow easy.
Okay. It was just this strong, powerful would be the word. Maybe a rising feeling, you know, powerful. I can't really describe it. I would say that was the feeling I got and more of what I heard than what I've actually seen. The only thing I could really see was the blue on the folder.
Mm-hmm.
Here's
the thing that I want you to do, because I don't want you to get too caught up in the fantastic of this exercise. For what you've seen or what you felt, because it's sometimes these things are hard to articulate. They're hard to articulate, and feelings sometimes are very hard to articulate. So here's what I want you to do. Hold that. Because that feeling is true to you right now. Because a lot of things, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to kind of, if you're open for this, kind of go through your chakras real quick. Go through your energy centers real quick.
Okay.
So I can show you some things here and just kind of look at that. So let me kind of go through your chakras.
Okay.
The number one thing that I do pick up is that there is some spillage that's coming out. So it can relate to what you got in the records. Remember, this is what we were going in for the intention, is to help you to move forward. And so your throat chakra, in that particular area of your throat chakra and your crown chakra, because this is where that blue is, in this particular area, there is some spillage, and I see this spillage coming out the back of your neck. And so it will be impacting those things that has to do with communication. For you, Isis, is you speaking your truth. Not your truth from your mind, because truth comes from hearing within your heart. And this comes from you in your life being so rigid, you see. Don't be so rigid, because what happens when you do that, it's like looking through blinders. You understand? When you look at things through blinders, you can only see a certain sort of way. Inside where your solar plexus chakra is, it's a lot of energy going on there. So this is where you're getting all of those intuitive hits at. This is particularly where psychics, people who are clairvoyant, clairaudient, a lot of times they will feel this in that particular area of your solar plex. But what's stopping that connection between your heart and then for you to communicate it out, not all things are to be communicated, is your rigidness.
Okay.
What were you gonna say?
Okay, I think I understand. I wrote down another feeling. It's a feeling. It's a name, Michael. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then baby.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wrote down the ear. So I don't. I'm trying to understand. I know I have. I've been trying to communicate, you know, what's going on with me to other people. But
Well, here's the thing. I mean, that's pretty simple. The Archangel Michael, definitely, you can work with him. Do you understand? But here's something I want you to know. If you are really trying to hone in on your skills, and that's what you're trying to do, but trust and believe, I'm not going to mix sugar with shit, and I'm not going to bullshit you here.
Okay.
I won't do that. I won't do that to you. Can you tap in? Absolutely, you can. But you got to get a pure heart. See, you've been around so many liars and people who have done things to you that really on a subconscious level, it's hard to tell those things that are real to you and not real. And this started when you were very young, of things that happen in your life. You can do it, and I want you to really be able to do it because I know you can do some badass channeling, but don't fake it. You're too valuable to do that. Don't do to you what other people have done to you all your life, and you hated it. You hated being lied to. You hated people tricking you. Didn't you hate that?
Oh, yes. Wow. Right now. Oh, God. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Don't do it because you're becoming fake like them, and you don't need to. You're here for something so much greater than that. You don't have to do what they did. That's not your path. That's not your calling. That's not what you're supposed to be doing. So let it come. Let it come naturally. Like other people who have to work so hard to tap into these things, you've been connected all of your life. But you're clouding it up with bullshit. Don't do that. Not when you can do it for real. To work on those things. Give up that old mindset so that you can begin to adapt the part of you, the higher part of you, that knows and really has a understanding for who you truly are. That doesn't need to be coded by anybody's name or someone else's energy, because the energy that you hold is much greater than any shit you can make up. But there's only one way in, a pure heart and pure intentions and a clear mind. You can get it. I know you will. And I want you to call me back when you do. Peace and love.
Thank you so much. Peace and love. Thank you.
Peace and love. Peace and love. All right, we're going to continue here. We're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code, it looks like, 678. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 678?
Hello?
Yes, greetings to on the line.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Who's on the line?
Oh, okay, it is me. I was like, wait a minute. Is this me? Yeah, it's me. Okay, this is Jessica. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, greetings, Jessica.
Greetings. So I guess you want to know what I found in my record.
Yes,
right?
Yes, yes. I'm excited to know.
Okay. I saw a lion head.
Okay, a lion head. So when you opened up your file, there was a lion head there.
Yes.
Okay, tell me what you think that means for the lion head.
For me, my willpower, my courage, mm-hmm. and just doing what I have to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your willpower and your courage. And what you have to do. I would say that that is true. You know, that lion represents those things of strength, and it really is, you know, in the Kim deck, Sekhmet is there, and she's considered like the lioness, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She has that energy to stand within the fire, and boy, you've had to stand in the fire.
I'm still standing in it.
Yes, you still standing in it, but you've had to stand in some fire. So definitely use that. And actually, the goddess Sekhmet is a great one for you to begin to work with. And I'm going to tell you how you can begin to tap into that energy to move yourself through these things is really through meditation. Meditation mm-hmm. is going to be clear for you. And you're going to have to do it at least once a day to really get yourself in that place of stillness so you can focus. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like regrouping. You know how you're doing something, then you say, okay, I got to come back here and I got to regroup and then I got to get myself together and then I have to kind of do that. This is how you're going to begin to move through. This situation that you're in, over the course of the next 7 days, you're going to see a great shift in it. And you're going to feel a lot of the pressure and the stress is going to start to move itself up off of you. And then even within 25 days, it's going to be some resolution coming your way.
Ugh, good news.
Yes.
And you know what's funny?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say Sekhmet is right on point for me because I actually have Sekhmet and Anubis tattooed on me. So, yeah, it's kind of plain sight, but yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you this because often when I see this, I don't see it too often, but when I see this, I see papers. Whenever I see papers, this is sort of a legal situation or something that can turn into a legal situation. Is this what you're dealing with?
Not that I know of. I mean, well, put it this way. I had something dealt with my son a while back that was legal.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't really, you know, I'm not really dealing with it now. Like, it hasn't really been bothering me now.
Well, think about it this way, because I see some papers, and when a paper has come up, it's either going to be some sort of commitment, contract, or agreement.
Okay.
Does that make sense when I say that? It's going to be some sort of commitment, contract, or agreement. Another thing that I want you to know, because we do live in a world of polarities, know that the lion head also represents someone that is lying.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, and sometimes that could just be us lying to ourselves about what is going on. You know what I mean? And being in denial. So that meditation is really going to help you clear the debris, the chatter that goes on in your mind so that you can focus clear and see how to move yourself forward.
Yeah, and I have been getting on myself about meditation.
Well, you know, don't do that. You know, don't kind of beat yourself up. And, you know, what that happens is it will build up pressure in you, you know. And even the lion head, when the lion doesn't get to roar, it builds up pressure. So don't build that pressure up within yourself. You know, take that time, go into meditation, really begin to look at those things. So you can have a clear perspective. But this situation is going to move, and you're going to have to stop holding on to some things. You're going to have to start expressing what truly is in your heart. Express those things. But really, I see a shift within 7 days, and then maybe, and I suck when it comes to time and energy, but I'll say about 25 days. You know, you can call back and let me know. But around that time, you're going to see it shift. You know, but what's going to be key for you is to make sure that your lying head is that of the lioness and not of you lying to yourself through your mental mind about what is really going on here. But I do see a commitment or something that is going to be offered to you, and you have to make sure that that's something you want to take or you want to do. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Well, can I ask you a quick question?
Another one?
Yes.
Please?
Yes. You might have already answered it, but it's pertaining to, I'm starting my own company, so that may be what you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you. But I just kind of want some direction as far as, you know, that and try not to go into too much detail because I don't want to take up too much of your time. But
no, no, no. And you can always email me. You know that, too. I feel really good about this business that you're starting, and I see it has to do with healing work.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I won't say because you don't want to say.
Well, no. Just because I'm just now putting two and two together for myself, and yeah, because I also just,
No, you're not just putting it together because if you didn't have it together, I would not be able to tell you that. You have it together. You need to really kind of check and balance and definitely make sure that you're focused. But see, here you go, lying again in your head. See, saying you don't have this together. Yes, you do. And you've put a lot of work into this and a lot of energy. Now it's time for you to really kind of take those things. Meditation is going to be even more important and not get distracted by things. You understand? Mm-hmm. Don't get distracted. Mm-hmm. Focus on this. This is something you've wanted. It's a long time coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long time coming, and the perfect time will come from you. So make sure that you do begin to write this out and move forward. It's a perfect, perfect thing for you. You have the right energy and everything for it. You have the right energy for it. You can do it. So stop lying to yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And then you can come back and let us know. You're welcome.
I surely will. Same to you.
All right. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code. Area code 815. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, Jamal.
Greetings to you, Jamal. Where are you calling from? Jamal.
I'm calling from Romeoville, Illinois.
Okay, greetings to you. Yes, yes, yes.
So we talking about that. We talking about the vision quest, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay, okay, yeah. I did the vision quest with y'all, with everybody, and right, I went into the Sphinx, and I grabbed a little folder, and when I opened my folder, what I saw was I saw a trumpet. Like a trumpet. I saw a beer bottle. This is what I saw though.
No, I know you did. I know you.
A beer bottle.
Mhm.
It was like a keyboard, and I saw like a cigar or something.
Okay. And Jamal, what do you think that means?
Well, I don't know. What I got from it was like, I don't know. Like I guess, I don't know.
It's okay.
Okay.
It's okay.
Okay. The trumpet.
No, because now you're going all the way in the left brain, and I don't want you there.
But no, that's what I've seen.
Let go. Just leave it. That's okay. That's what you've seen. All right. So I'm going to go into your energy, and immediately the reason why I'm kind of laughing, it's a little funny. You know, sometimes what happens is, you know, I did this show. I don't know if you heard it. It's called Pure Inspiration. Pure Inspiration. And actually, that is something that, even though we know what pure inspiration is, that's a lot of times how I read energy is through pure inspiration. And sometimes the angels, the gods, the goddesses, the teachers, and all of these ancestors will come and they will show me different things. they'll show me different things in the records. And it's funny. I can't help but laugh. It's funny. So I wasn't even laughing at you. I'm laughing because they're showing me stuff, and they give me these words, and I go off of them pure inspiration. And what I see is I see a woman standing there, and she's kind of draped in red, and she's holding sort of this, like a whip, And she says, what your ass need is some damn obedience to yourself. You don't have obedience to you. It's not about being obedient to anything else. And she said everything he's seen in the records is what his ass is obedient to. You're obedient to your music when you do it. You are obedient when it comes to drinking and smoking and getting high. You are obedient to all of those things. You cannot be obedient to yourself when it comes to moving yourself into a higher perspective and doing things to raise your energy. You have no obedience.
Oh, that's ill.
So that's why I'm laughing, because she's like, he needs some damn obedience to himself. He's obedient to all of these things in his record, but he's not obedient to himself. So you know how we say that we have masters in our lives. Everything that you read in those records is your master. So I can't help but laugh. You need some obedience to yourself, not obedience to drinking and getting high, not obedience to all
up.
Of that stuff.
I understand, Ms. Blue.
Your wealth will come once you do that. So you want to know where your prosperity and abundance? It will come to you once you can tap into your obedience to you.
Right. I'm going to have to work on that. I'm going to have to work on
that. Yes, I want you to work on that. I want you to work on that, because this sister got this whip, and she dressed in red, and she ain't. Jamal, I don't know.
Yeah.
She show up, you know, hey. I'm just telling you. She's connected to you. I've never seen this chick before.
All right.
Okay. All right. Peace and love, and thanks for calling in.
All right. Peace.
Oh, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 215. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 215? Okay, we're going to come back to 215 because 215 can't hear us. And we're going to go to the next caller calling in. It looks like from area code 216. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line?
Oh, Janice. Hello?
Who's on the line? Yes,
Janine.
Janine?
Uh-huh.
Okay, greetings to you, Janine.
Okay.
Did you do the vision quest?
Yes, I did.
Okay, what'd you get?
Well, it seemed like I was flying.
Okay,
and
well, we were going through the moon, so.
Yeah, and
yeah.
Spinning around. And,
uh-huh.
I know I went around a couple of places, and then went down the stairs, and then when I got there, I saw the file. It was like
mm-hmm.
a star was on it. I could see the star before I even opened the file up.
Okay.
So once I opened it, there was a star there, and then there was like, I don't know the name. I can't say the name. What is it? The Makibra?
If
that
you
star?
Can't say the name, then maybe... I'm just saying. I mean, I'm just keeping it real. If you can't
I don't
say
know.
The name.
Right, I don't know how to say. I'm
okay,
not to say a lot
I know,
of names.
Okay.
But I saw that, and it was like right, and it was like okay. just like purple. I just saw like a purple color.
Okay.
Yeah. Then I jumped back on with you on the moon.
Okay.
And,
was that inside the folder?
It was definitely inside the folder.
Okay, I'm not going to tease you. You know, Miss Blue tear up words, so I'm not going to. I'm not going to tease you, but I will ask you this because this is your record. What does that mean, Merkaba? What does it mean?
I don't know. I know I've been studying the Tree of Life and things
mm-hmm.
like that, so. Mm-hmm. I just think it's like I don't know. I just been, I know I've been studying those things, so.
Well, you know, I think it really, it speaks to your energy right now. When I get in your energy immediately, I feel this sense of hope. You know, I just can imagine sort of this little young lady around the age of 27 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Just really being almost on your knees and hoping for something better, hoping for something greater. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah. So this is really about you being that shining star. You know, Earth, Wind, and Fire, you're a shining star. Tell me who you are. Yeah. So this is really about you having that hope for yourself for the future. You see?
Okay.
Because a big part of you is still back around that time period when you were 27. That was a dark time for you.
It really
was a dark time for you. And so what you were able to see in your records is that star. And I know that you've been studying the Merkaba, and so, you know, the mind always wants to bring the fantastic in there. But I get it sometimes because your heart is really pure. You know, you're really looking for that star. And so you pulling out that file and opening it up and seeing that in there, it's telling you that that is you, Janine. You're the star. You're the Merkaba.
Okay.
That this is your time. This is really your time. No, for real. This blue is serious.
Okay.
This is your time. You've dedicated so much of your life to everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
It is time for you to stop hoping and start living.
Okay, I got it.
To get yourself out of your self-bondage. Get yourself out of your self-bondage. One of the things that you can begin to do is when you get up in the morning, I want you to cut on some music, and I want you to dance.
Okay.
Just dance all around the house. I want you to dance until you say, "Woo, that's enough."
Okay.
I want you to dance. I want you to begin to do that because I also know that this self-bondage that you have, one of the things, and we're here celebrating this tonight while still being very, very sensitive and humble to our brothers and sisters who've been impacted with it, is that those chains of Willie Lynch, that's gone.
Yeah.
The chains have been broken. So you have got to celebrate so you can begin to raise your frequency, raise your energy. One of the best ways to do it and to open up that portal of the solar plexus chakra, where your records of your emotions are, where your slave master has been holding you energetically, physically, and mentally, is to dance.
Okay.
To get up and dance. I guarantee you, you will start to see your world open up in ways that you could never imagine.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Make sure you call back in and let us know because you're a shining star.
Okay.
No matter who you are. Peace and love. Hold the line.
Peace and love.
Oh, beautiful. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 505. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Sunchild. And I'm calling from area code 505, New Mexico.
Sunchild Ra, greetings to you. Tell us what was in your folder.
Okay, so in my folder was almost like a video. I opened it up and it was almost like a video. And it was like I was standing. I couldn't tell whether I was getting in a cab or somebody else was getting in a cab. Anyway, I was in traffic in New York City. And I was, you know, there was a car door open, and I was assuming it was a cab, and somebody was getting into the cab, and I never discerned whether it was me or somebody else, because it looked like I was looking at the scene as opposed to being in the scene. Mm-hmm. And then and the other thing I saw, I decided to look and see if anything else was in there. I looked for writing, and so I saw some writing. I couldn't make out the writing except for one word, which was in bold black letters, sure, S-U-R-E. That's it.
Okay. You said there was a video that was inside your file.
Mm-hmm.
The video was inside of there, like a video you watch, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't even know if you – I shouldn't have said video. I mean, it looked like I was literally basically transported to New York, like right around noon, you know, mm-hmm. in Manhattan, and like in Manhattan somewhere. And I was looking at some of the tall buildings further down, and there was a car that opened like a cab door. I could never discern whether it was me getting into a cab or I was watching the scene. But literally, I said video because it seemed like a video. But
right. Well, you would know best. It's your record. If you said video, then you know. I'm not disputing that. I'm saying if you said video, then that's what it is. I mean, you're going to be able to do that. So tell me, what does that mean to you? All of this. What does that mean?
You got me. Well, you know, I mean, I could just say New York is something I've been thinking about in terms of dealing with, you know, music. But the bottom line is I really have no desire to go to New York. I mean, when I was in Manhattan, the last time I was in Manhattan, I found it oppressive.
No. But what does that mean? These things you found in the record, what does it mean? Tell me what it means.
Honestly, Blue, couldn't tell you.
Okay.
In all honesty, I have absolutely no idea.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was just something I witnessed. The word sure, well, I can say mm-hmm. one thing about the word sure, because I thought about it for a minute just to see what I thought it might have meant, and what I thought it might have meant was, are you sure? So that leads to something related to indecision.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say you're right, because I am in your energy. And really, this is about understanding about choices and decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Choices and decisions. And the other thing is whenever, and I want you to imagine this, because this is sort of the image that came up with you out of your records there, is I see this man standing, and he has two wings. One of his wings is black, and the other one of his wings is white. And really just simply, you know, sort of kind of explaining, and that's what he's saying to me, is that you have too many choices. Too many choices. And right now, speaking to what is going on in your life, would you say that there's a lot of choices you got?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, and choices is really a problem. It really is. Too many choices is a problem, because at some point you do not have to choose, but you have to decide what it is you're going to do. And so I want you to begin to look at this from the mental point of view and look at it in your mind. When you see a video, and I want you to think about videos, because videos, when they record videos, you know how like a photographer, they used to make the old movies in the olden days, and they had the videos, mm-hmm. and they had the video strip. You know how they always show that whenever at the movie theater they show the big ring, and it has the video film, the negatives from mm-hmm. the video.
Mm-hmm.
And this is about you having too many negatives. Whenever we have negatives, they begin to form pictures in the mind. I just had this conversation with another sister the other day.
Hmm.
When you in a reading, you have these negatives, each one of these negatives begin to form a picture in your mind. the negative. But these negatives are forming a negative picture. This is why everything that you say, you have to preference it by the negative. So you said, you know, lately I was thinking about going to New York for some music. However, I have no desire whatsoever to go to New York. That's the negative. So
yep.
You're forming these pictures in your mind, and you're doing it with everything. Let me tell you. Because I know you can hear this, because those who don't know Sun Cha Ra, this is a brother that does work and has put in work. This is a recipe for bipolar.
Mm.
This is a recipe to become bipolar.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Dr. Jekyll, exactly, and Mr. Hyde. Because of these negatives that you have. Because negatives form pictures in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
You're so smart. You're so smart. You're very smart. But remember, the genius hates a smartass.
Very true.
So how you get out of this is you got to get into what I call common sense, which is all on the right brain, and you got to let go of the negative. So all of these negative thoughts that you're having, they're forming pictures. And now you got a whole mind full of negatives. So anything that you say, you have to then, I don't care how beautiful it is, preference it by something negative.
Yep.
And
because
that's
the
what's
myth.
Dominating. Go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
sorry.
True.
Go ahead.
That's true. No, I was just going to say that you hit it dead on the button, because the first thing I felt when I saw that picture of being in New York was, oh, shit, I'm going to have to fucking go to New York. You know, so you did on it. That's exactly what. That's how I was vibing that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, ooh.
Yes. So you have to begin to let go of the negatives. Dumping it is a great way to do it. To go to dump it and dump those thoughts, and then really you're going to have to stop the negatives by putting a positive. So when you preference something and say something and you say it positive, you got to leave it right there. You can't form another picture, because that last picture, that last click is what's going to form the picture. And if you are putting your clicks into negatives, then that's it. But this comes from a brain that is overactive. Your brain is too active. You got to get into your heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you remember this spread that we did for the right hemisphere and the left hemisphere?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're going to have to do. Do that spread with the Kim cards. Work with that or deck that you have. It'll work with any deck. Because what's happening is your left brain is overactive and it's not letting you into the right side.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you get in, to stop building negatives with those pictures.
Got it.
Don't trust the left side of your brain ever. Don't trust it ever.
I understand.
Go with the right. And you know when you have gone with the right, it worked out beautiful. So that's what you got to trust.
Yeah.
That's what you got to try. So peace and love, and thank you for taking us to New York. I needed to go there back there again today.
All right, well, I may be there sometime in the near future.
Yeah, all right. See, don't put a negative on it. Don't do it.
All right.
All right. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 937. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Ms. Blue, this is Jay Wood calling from Ohio.
Greetings, Jay Wood from Ohio. All right, Jay Wood, tell us what was in your folder.
Okay. I had a, it was like a lava lamp looking like liquid moving around, but it was like black and purple. That's what I had. Okay.
A lava lamp. Okay, so tell me what that
like,
means. Okay, what?
I mean, I wouldn't say it was like necessarily a lava lamp, but it was like a liquid inside of it moving around. What it means to me, I was trying to figure it out. I do not know. Like, I was trying to, like, I was confused by it, actually.
Okay, Jay Wood. All right, so you don't know. So when you went in, you went and got your folder. And there was a lava lamp in there. Well, I don't want to say lava lamp, but there was a lamp inside of there.
It's not a lamp. It's like the contents of the lava lamp. It was like a liquid. You know how it'd be moving around.
Oh, okay. So it was just kind of moving,
yeah.
Kind of floating like lava. Kind of like lava.
Yeah.
Stuff.
But it
okay,
was black and purple.
But it was black and purple. Okay, very powerful. Well, two things, Jay Wood. I want you to start to think about things that are going on in your life at this particular time. And if we get cut off, you guys, it's been great. I don't know. I don't even know how this time thing is working over here for us. But if for some reason we get cut off, Jay Wood, you make sure you email me. So we can talk about this. But I want to first kind of take a look at sort of where your energy is right now. I feel you're kind of struggling in the area a little bit, Jay Wood, to make sure that you're not invisible, to make sure that you get seen, to make sure that people who are close to you recognize that you are there and your value. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know. Jay Wood.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm reading your energy. Jay Wood called in before, and we don't have those same kind of conversations this time. So, Jay Wood, you don't have to be scared. But really, when I think about it and I get into your energy, I really can feel sort of that area that's right above in your throat, like where your thyroids would be. I see that spillage kind of coming out right there. It's what, if we were looking at it from energy centers, it's where the high heart is considered to be, the area of the high heart. It's that connection between the heart and between the throat in that particular area. And I see you just sort of kind of bending yourself down, almost bowing down to things in your life. And as if there's a part of you that wants to be invisible to some extent, and then another part of you that wants to be seen.
Yeah.
But here's the thing I want you to know. It's not necessary for you to be invisible. I want you to think back, Jay Wood, to when you were 16 years old, because you kind of went through sort of the same thing around that time. Do you remember when you were 16?
I'm trying.
I want you to think about that, because about the time when you were 16 years old, energetically, this is exactly where you were at this particular time. It has a lot to do with this. These are things that go deep within you, you see. And this is also about you struggling with yourself about what is right and what is wrong. And I really want you to get out of that. Get out of seeing things so much as right and so much as wrong. Because this is causing sort of that, what happens is it's preventing you from speaking your truth. Because you see things as right and wrong. And yes, there is a place for that. But when it comes to things that is connected with J Wood, you have to begin to stop putting those kind of judgments on yourself. Because what you're doing energetically, if you can see it this way, is you're shutting down parts of you. And you're an amazing brother. You're going to make mistakes. Even when you're young and even when you get old, it's not about you making mistakes. But you can't be afraid to step out and do certain things based upon always judging yourself. Because what ends up happening is you judge yourself so much till you get to the point where you say, fuck it, I might as well go on and do it. Does that make sense?
It makes too much sense.
Yeah. So I need you to stand up and be that strength that you are. You don't have to become invisible. That's not the goal here. You don't have to become invisible. Just because something happened yesterday or 3 weeks ago or 2 months ago, it is not the end of the road for you. And I feel you giving up energetically. When I get in your energy, I feel tired and I feel like, fuck it. That's what I feel. And Miss Blue, I don't feel that. So don't give up. You understand? Take what you got to take. Own up to those things that you know you have done and begin to move yourself forward and learn from those things that have happened. And it's not the end of the world, but here's the key, Jay Wood. You cannot think you know everything because that gets you too. You don't have it all figured out, and you have to be willing to ask for help. It's okay to say I don't know. It's okay to say right now I'm not sure which one of these things I should do. Get you some good male mentors, women mentors in your life. I know Miss Blue, I know I'm one of them. So you can email me, but you can also email, there are people who are close to you that have a lot of love for you, J Wood.
Yeah.
And it's not about letting them down. It's about you letting yourself down. So stop becoming invisible. Stand up, be seen, be heard, be accountable, and be responsible. Remember, being responsible is how you respond. And when you don't know what to do, you just won't do nothing. And that is not a recipe for success on no level. You have to respond. Don't shut down. You have to respond. Even if it is, I don't know. You have to respond. Don't become invisible. We have too many of our young brothers who are very talented, gifted, who have become invisible, and they have ended up in prison because they couldn't respond when the time came. So respond to things. Respond to things that are going on in your life and stop judging yourself and don't ever give up. Because you know me, Miss Blue, I'll come get you.